Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode 138. I am your acting host today, Travis Baum, and I'm here with Jeff the Canadian Chorney.
That's it. I am still Canadian. Has not
apparently
changed.
And also with our good friend Jason. We're going to go see Protoman tomorrow. Ace Striker,
fuck yeah. Protoman free concert.
Yeah, no, can't beat that.
Yeah. Anyway, how you doing, guys?
Today, guys, we're going to be talking about, in our feature, villains, all about them. You're going to tell us about the ones you loved and the ones you hated. Everybody loves a good villain, but we also hate them as well. But before...
Where's Chris, by the way?
Chris, unfortunately, little Liam is having some health issues, and he, you know, taking care of his family.
Attaboy.
So we wish Chris, Crystal, and Liam the best.
Nothing
of
serious
luck.
Though, so people listen. It's nothing.
Apparently, it's routine. It seems. So you know, good luck to the family.
We all wish them the best for sure.
Yes,
and hopefully Chris will be back next week.
Oh yeah, he should be. So after I ruin this episode, guys, don't worry. Chris will be back soon. But before all that, we're going to kick in with some distractions. We have a little bit of news, and in between the break, we'll jump into said feature, and then we'll kick in some new releases, listener mails, and our new question of the week. And maybe in between that, we might have a super secret segment that these other two guys might not know about. But we'll see about that. We will see about that a little bit later. But first... we're going to go around the table, see how our guys are doing, starting with Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good. One thing I didn't do in the weekend was go to my hosting voice class, that's for sure. But I'm doing okay. The weekend is kind of chilled. It was a friend of mine's girlfriend's birthday. And interesting story, somehow the night started off at The Keg, which is a steakhouse. I'm not sure if you guys have Keg there, right?
We have actual kegs, but not...
But do you guys actually have the restaurant The Keg?
No.
Oh,
not
okay.
That I know of. I've never seen it.
It's a steakhouse, basically. But we started off there, and the night ended at a strip club, which is kind of interesting. So
I saw some tweets about this.
Yes.
Yes, that was fun. It was just kind of random. After we're all done eating, we're like, hey, now what are we going to do? We were like, hey, we can go to a bar... we can go back to our friend's place and go back to our place.
Or we can go see boobs.
Yeah, and one of my friends, as a joke, was like, hey, let's go to a strip club. And the girl whose birthday it was like, yeah, yes, exactly. Was like, she's like, sure, whatever. I've had a few drinks, and I've never been to one, and I've always wanted to, so let's do this. And then Tanya was the same way. She's like, sure, why not? Whatever. Can't be that bad. And then we're like, the guys look at each other like, what, this is actually happening? This is actually happening right now. We're like, all right, let's go. And we took off down there, and we had some problems because the guy, the boyfriend who of the birthday girl, was wearing shorts and a t-shirt and sandals, and went to one of the clubs that was, it's a little bit, I guess, more high class. In Toronto, they actually have like a dress code and shit.
Right.
So they weren't going to let him in.
He wasn't wearing his moose pelt, so.
He was not wearing his moose pelt or his plaid. So that was the big crime there. But we sat outside for a bit, just me, him, and his girlfriend, because the other people were already in there, because we took separate cabs, and they got there before we did. So after a while, we're finally like, all right, dude, can we let him in, please? It's her birthday. She's the one who wants to go. It's whatever. And he's like, well, if you help me out, I'll help you out. It's like, oh, God.
What?
So you had to...
We gave him a pound of back bacon, and we were escorted.
Extorted by a bouncer, by a mid to high class, a low to mid class strip club. You got
no, it was
extorted.
Definitely a high class. It's like it's not your typical, I guess, strip club. It's when you get in. It was actually my first time being at this one in Toronto, but there's no like. I'm sure you're familiar with what Pervert's Row normally is.
Sniffer's like Row, we called it actually.
Okay, yeah. So like the front row, like right by the stage. Mm-hmm. That basically doesn't exist here. It's the stages. The stage is there. Between the stage and everyone else is an actual bar. And then there's the row of people. Then there's a bunch of tables. And all the bouncers and stuff are wearing like basically tuxedos and stuff. And it's actually pretty high class. All the beers are $10.
Oh, my
retarded.
God. No,
yeah.
Thank you.
But it was okay. I mean, The girls weren't exactly. I expect them to be there and be like, oh my god, that girl's so ugly. Oh my god, she's a skank. All they were the exact opposite. Like, yeah, she's really good at this. She must have been doing this for a while because look, she really knows how to move. That girl over there, she's, what is she, new? Just like, what's she doing? But yeah, it was kind of fun. We ended up going back to a friend's place and just kind of chilling. But it was an experience, that's for sure. But yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It wasn't. I'm sure.
Dude, for $10 a beer.
Oh yeah, man, I couldn't believe it. The first, because when we first got there, I'm like, everyone's like, because they were all in the second beer because they got there before we did. I was like, oh, I got this next round. Don't worry, guys. And then she comes back and she's like, that'll be like $50-something. Like, it was like for four of us. And I was like, what? Like,
that's just ridiculous.
All right, guys.
Dude, we got to hit up the Clermonts here in Atlanta because the beer's cheap and the chicks are, you know.
Cheap?
Well, they're like over 40, so they're a little eager.
yeah.
This is where strippers go to die.
Oh, are you talking about the Clermont Lounge?
Yeah.
On Ponce de Leon?
You got it.
Oh, man, that is, it's, Jeff,
that's
an abandoned apartment building. It's really disgusting. I swear to God, I am not joking. It's so famous at the Conan O'Brien live show, they actually made fun of the Clermont Lounge.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting over there.
We should definitely go. The Deuce.
Deuce. Yeah. Get hyped.
That's about it, man. That was
cool
my weekend.
Deal. Jason, what's up, buddy?
Yo, I'm drinking.
Nice.
What's new, though? Hey, I got a new job, by the way, which I'm really happy about.
Oh, shit. Guys, yeah.
I know how much I hated my life. You know.
No, you love that job, dude. Every day you're like, I love it here so much.
Every day I would wake up and just like, oh, fuck, I don't want to go. I would wake up in the middle of the night and say, oh, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. It was terrible.
They said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. No.
But this gig is definitely more up my alley. So I had like a programming gig before or whatever, and it's boring as shit. This one is actually, it's at a, well, I don't want to say the name, but it deals with media. So they do like webinars or webcasts and podcasts and. And it was kind of weird, actually, putting, you know, interactive distractions at the top of my resume when I applied there. So
nice.
They were most interested in that kind of stuff. So.
And, of course, the guy was like, oh, yes, them. I'm very fond of
those
their
guys.
Stuff.
Dude,
yeah.
we're getting Jason Mendes.
You got to get that Ozenhauser, Ossenstaker guy. Get him.
Yeah. But, yeah, the stuff's very, very good there. It's a little surreal because all the people that I work with, they've been there a while, and they're kind of like burnt out on it already.
They hate it.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. Apparently,
they're like, look at this new guy.
Yeah.
God, fucking with all this ambition and motivation, yeah. Look at him. It makes me sick.
But now, one of the, like the CEO said, he's like, why don't you guys, you know, film like a little commercial, like a little internal thing, you know, explaining why you do your job, why you're here. And I'm like all excited for this, and everyone's like, oh God, it's such a waste of time. But I was super excited about it. Yeah, we actually did like a commercial shoot and shit. It was super fun and such a change from, you know, what I've been doing before, which was no fun at all. But
right.
Yeah, I am just
That's
flying
awesome,
high. Dude. I love it. Good stuff. And I get my own office. That's cool.
Sweet.
There's going to be Batman everything.
Can't
wait. Anyway, but yeah, that's how I'm doing.
Very cool.
Travis.
Nothing really new. Hung out with Jason last night at the Battle and Brews. Watched a little Street Fighter tournament. I had to leave a little early because last night I recorded yet another podcast with the Noobketeers. Some of you might remember them from a few episodes ago. Brittany Brombacher and Billy Milby.
Did she
AKA
record naked?
Beesball. I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
I will.
Okay, ask her. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we just talked games for about an hour and 15, and I had a real good time. I always love talking with those guys. They're a good bunch. But other than that, I have been playing a bunch of video games. But before I talk about what I'm playing, Jeff, what you playing?
Besides the regular stuffs, to Street Fighters and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Truth.
Definitely truth. I played some Deathspank. I cracked and bought it.
Yeah.
Attaboy. I was playing the demo. And I remember the demo was like, I like this game, but I don't know if I'll keep playing this game. So I played, because I think it's a time demo. I think it gives you 30 minutes or 20 minutes, I think, to play it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want in 20 minutes. So I played through it again. And I was like, okay, it's still fun. I'm still hearing the same jokes over and over again. I'm still kind of snickering at each one. And played it through it one more time. Like, you know what? Screw it. Because every, like, 5 minutes, every time you do something significant, it pops up like, to be a real hero, you must buy this game.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I'm like, fuck, fine, I'll listen, I'll buy it. And I've been playing a crap load of that game. That's a lot. It's a way more fleshed out, deeper, like, role-playing game than I thought was going to be. And like, in terms of, like, the Diablo kind of genre.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of cool stuff in that game. Have you guys played it, Jason?
Oh, yeah. I bought the hell out of it, actually. And, yeah, you know, I remember seeing it out at E3, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, it's got kind of a cool style to it. But I never really got much hands-on time with it, so I didn't think too much of it. You know, but as soon as the demo came out, you know, I eagerly, you know, downloaded it and checked it out. And yeah, it's funny as shit. And,
it's like legitimately funny. Like,
yeah. The only odd thing that issue that I have is that, you know, it's the Tick's voice, right?
Right.
Oh, is that who it is?
Like,
that's who it is.
I can't get, you know, the blue motherfucker out of my head while he's talking. So, and Deathspank, like, doesn't look like the voice fits him.
No,
that's nitpicky shit, whatever. It's still really funny. It's really well voice acted. You know, there's some really good dialogue. And on top of that, dude, it's fun, man.
It's really fun.
And it really is. And I've heard this, you know, description, but it really fits. It's, you know, Diablo meets Monkey Island.
Yeah, I can see that. And I had one complaint at first. Like, I don't know how it goes. Like, I don't know how far you are. I guess... Have you been to the demon mines yet, and you do all that stuff? Okay,
yep.
So I'm just past that when you guys get the artifact. And I started getting tired of the whole fetch quests. And I was like, is there an actual main storyline? Or I figured, like, that was going to be, like, the main storyline, but you have to do a bunch of other stuff to get to that point. But I like how they actually do advanced story with, like, little cutscenes and stuff like that. So you're not just doing... Like, you are technically doing fetch quests for the entire time. But I don't know. For some reason, I find these ones a lot more fun than I would in a normal game. I'm not sure if it's because of the dialogue or because of, like, the items I'm getting. Because there's a whole loot system to this game, like, that changes the visuals on your character.
Yeah.
And what he looks like and how he acts up. And that, I think it's really good, man. And for $15, I've heard people say, like, oh, $15, that's not worth it. But I don't know, man. Like, it's
a good 8-hour game, man. You're gonna get a lot of enjoyment.
I compare it to Torchlight. And I mean, how much was Torchlight when it came out? It was like $15, right?
$20, I think, yeah, but there's been tons of sales.
If you didn't get it on sale,
like,
yeah.
$5, $10.
Oh, yeah, sales, yeah. But yeah, sales aside, I mean, seems like there's a lot more meat to Deathspank than there is with Torchlight. It was me, anyway.
Let me give you my 2 cents. I played throughout the demo one time, and my main issue, now this, I guess, could be seen as nitpicky. I have kind of a problem playing this game on a console sitting back on my couch. Like, I feel like, really? I need to be up against the up against my laptop screen playing
genre,
this type of
maybe.
Game. It's definitely a genre thing for me. It is a little nitpicky because, you know, the game is good. But, you know, with Torchlight just sitting here on my laptop not being played, every time I played a demo, I kind of want to go back to Torchlight, so that's kind of not justifying the purchase for me.
I can see that. I guess because, like, Torchlight really does take Diablo. It basically is Diablo.
It is Diablo, yeah.
Whereas this has the same kind of style, but it's really open-worldish. So that's why I'm thinking it's like, it just seems maybe that there's more to it. And, like, really, Torchlight was just like, you're going through the same dungeon that changes its look every certain amount of floors.
Right.
And this, I feel like, every little section of this map, which is cool, because it kind of has, like, Animal Crossing feel, where you're kind of, like, on a globe as you're walking
I love
around,
that. That is
which is
really,
really,
really
cool. Yeah, and it kind of makes me feel like you're actually going to, like, a different area all the time, and I don't know. Who knows if the novelty will wear off or whatever, but I think it's pretty good for $15. It's, I don't see it.
Oh,
it's 8 hours long.
Yeah, it's a must-buy, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that the control scheme, you know, is a little more engaging than, say, Torchlight, you know, which is just kind of, right-click, you know, just simple mouse clicks here, whatever. So you can assign, you know, weapon to each of the four face buttons as well and perform combos and build up chains and stuff like that, so... I really enjoyed that, actually. So it's a little bit more than just your typical, you know, overhead Diablo clone or whatever.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Definitely. I think everyone should buy
it.
I just hope that the Summer of Arcade isn't going to hurt its sales, because I know people, because, you know, Summer of Arcade is when if you buy all the games, you get, like, a rebate, and everyone looks at that as being, like, getting free points when really you're just it's not necessarily, well, I guess it's kind of his free points.
Kind of getting a discount.
Yeah, I guess. Right. But I mean, like, that coming out right before Summer Arcade, and people might be like, I'm going to wait for the Summer Arcade games, which I think this should be part of Summer Arcade instead of a couple other games that I won't name, Tomb Raider and the Hydro Thunder. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So,
God,
I don't know.
I wish Super Meat Boy was part of Summer Arcade.
Super Meat Boy.
It's coming out afterwards, though.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Summer Arcade, the other game I played, I downloaded today, was Limbo, and that was a game I had no intentions of buying. I usually don't like the kind of artsy-type games, per se. Like, I didn't have any interest in Braid. I don't think Flower's even a game.
I thought you said that was amazing. What are you talking about?
You're going to be mixed up with someone. But it was you know, close
A+.
To it.
A+.
It was A+. And then, like all the Pixel Junk games, like, I like, the only one I really like is Pixel Junk Shooter. So I was like, this is really whatever. Then all the reviews came out, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll start paying attention. And then I downloaded the trial today, and I was like, holy crap, this game is nothing like I thought it was going to be. At all. I was like, this is pretty, right away, the visual style, I was like, this is really interesting. And then the puzzles, I was like, I didn't realize it was going to be a puzzle platformer. I was like, this is pretty cool. And some of the puzzles are really damn clever. Like, I'm not too far into it, maybe like an hour or so, but... it's making me do some pretty interesting things.
Yeah.
And all you do is jump and grab things.
Yeah.
And it's all physics-based, which is really cool. And the game is gory as hell.
Yeah.
Even though it is just black and white, it is pretty freaking gory. Like, Travis, I know you definitely play this.
Yeah.
Jason, did you get a chance to try it out yet?
No, I really wanted to. I had to take a nap today.
Oh,
but jump
into it tonight. The deaths, like I said, they're all physics-based, so you can never die the same way twice, like, in terms of, like, how he falls and how he lands
awesome.
And everything. It's really, really cool. These are legitimately funny.
Oh, the deaths.
Like, some of these deaths are this legitimately funny. You were talking earlier off air, Jeff, about the spider deaths.
Spider?
Like, oh man, some
dude.
Of those spider deaths, like,
threw your head out your asshole.
Oh no, he'll knock you down, and you'll get up on your own. So you'll sit up real slow, and you're like, you're jamming the buttons to try to get up really fast, and your guy gets to stand up, and boom, right through your head. Like, it's
done. Yeah, and it like comes out like your bum.
Yeah,
like it's like you're on a stick. And the thing is, the funny part is, you're playing like a little boy in this game.
Yeah,
like, I can't help but picture like. The kid from Boy and His Blob, but in black and white, running through, like, being like, oh, look at me, I'm all cute, and death.
I did not anticipate that. That's cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't need it.
It was
he
gets
complete,
decapitated. And like,
yeah,
oh,
a
wow.
complete shock. And there's, like, buzz saws. You hit the buzz saw, you're, like grinding, you know, 100 little pieces. It's really, really funny.
I haven't seen that in, like, you know, a majority of the gameplay. You know, they've been kind of, you know, vague.
They kind of hushed better than, yeah.
And I was a little worried about it because, you know, it looked like a highly stylized, like, indie game. And sometimes, you know, that's a little highbrow, you know, and they kind of skimp on the gameplay. But
yeah.
I'm hearing some good stuff.
No, it's good. It's solid.
To me, it's all gameplay and puzzles.
There's literally no story.
Yeah.
Good shit.
And there's, like, good. Yeah, it's fun. And the animation is great. And, the graphics, I know they're just black and white and, like, whatever. But they do a really good job with, like, the grain and the depth of field and everything. Mm-hmm. And all the cool special effects they have going on. Like, just, like... first of all, the game is really creepy. There's no music in it. Mm. It's all sound effects. So it's like wind and flies flying around and like
His
footsteps. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no music at all.
Well, okay. No, there is some music. It's situational, but it's very, very, very
low key.
I
guess when sometimes you trip traps and stuff like that and you're going to die, it'll be like that typical like death sound. I don't know. I'm not going to try to imitate it. You know what I'm talking
squish,
about.
That squish,
right?
That...
Not the squish, but like the music. The dun, 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 dun,
yeah, that's cool too, I guess.
That would be a sound effect, not music. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's pretty cool. Not what I expected. I think everyone should definitely check it out. And it is $15, and I've been hearing, like, I think there's like 3 people on my friends list already that have beaten the game, and they all said they beat it in one sitting. So
really?
I don't know how long this is, because reviews say 6 hours. But some people I know who beat it were like, they got through it in like 3.5.
Right.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I don't know. And I'm not sure what the replay value will be like on something like this. Because once
you
know how to beat it.
There are leaderboards. I think it's set up for speedruns.
I like that shit and all, but to tell you the truth, in a game like this, I'll play through it once and be like, okay, that's about it. Unless something like Trials, where I think Jason and I, for like a day, went head-to-head. and after, we're like, fuck this.
I went back, too. Like, somebody said they were playing it, and they're like, I beat one of your scores. I'm like,
no
you
fuck
fucking
this.
Didn't. It's been like 3 months since I played this game, but I log back in, and I'm like,
You're like, you beat me by 2 seconds? Yeah. Fuck it. Not even worth it. Anyway. But yeah, no, I'm really surprised by it, and it was a game that I was never going to buy, and I'm fucking enjoying it. I was thinking about it all day at work today, and then I found out, oh my god, I'm recording tonight, so I can't play it. Aww. So thanks. Yeah, no big deal. But yeah, that's all I've been basically playing, man. It's all been Deathspank and that. And I played some Halos, of course. We had some mandatory Halos on Sunday night, or Monday night.
Yeah, it was a rough night.
It was, dude. I had connection issues, you had connection issues. Like, my connection was, it was laggy as hell, but then I reset my router, and then it just did not want to work for about half an hour. Finally, when it came back on, it was fine. We didn't have any lag, but man, it was fucked up.
Yeah, it was weird.
But anywho, Jason, buddy.
Anywho, yeah.
Drop it on us.
What's distracting you besides the new job? Playing,
some Street Fighter, of course. I'm just going to put this out there right away. I signed up with a 10-day WoW trial.
Okay.
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Now, hold on a second. Do you already played before though, right?
Yeah, they give you like upgrades, because I'm still on the one expansion behind or whatever, you know.
You made it that
expansion,
far.
Like
Holy
the
shit.
Latest one, the
Cataclysm, like Burning Crusade.
Burning Crusade still. So every once in a while they'll send you out, hey, try this free for 10 days.
Hey, I'm like, all right, we're still here.
It's been interesting because it's fun checking out the new stuff that they've added and the tweaks and improvements to which they are many. They've got an updated quest and map system. You can track all of your quests right on your map. Whereas before you'd have to download a mod and shit. So, that's integrated and it's done really really well. So that's the biggest change.
That's awesome.
That is really really cool.
Because I remember I had to download that bullshit.
Scott from Welcome to the Goo has a guild set up with a few people in it, and they're playing very casually and shit. They're still like level 30 and I got a ways to go to catch up, but I'm like, I could get into that. I really do enjoy playing WoW. I know how much of a time sink it is. I got to get in with the right group of friends, where it's not like they're playing hardcore every day.
Yeah, I think that's the big key is the whole, because I enjoyed it for what I played. I don't mind the MMOs, but it's just, it's finding the group of people that are willing to just play it casually and when most people are online, because I had a dude I'd play that kind of stuff with in Diablo and I'd be like, all right, dude, this is our character. We only play with, when we play together, we only use these characters. We stay on the same level. And like 3 days later and we go play and his character's like 6 levels above mine. I'm like, seriously? Seriously? I'm like, fuck this game. Like, yeah, that's the way to do it. And then time sync wise is scary as hell.
Oh yeah, it gets to a point where it's just like, oh my fucking god, I just spent 3 hours doing nothing. What the hell am I playing this for?
Organizing my guild.
Getting everyone together. Lizards.
It gets pretty ridiculous. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. You guys can give me shit if you want. That's all right.
I don't know where you're just gonna get. I don't remember you talking shit really about WoW. So
well,
I
know how much of a time sink it is, and it destroys people's lives. So, I am totally playing with fire right now.
You'll be all right, dude. I hope so. We'll see. Thought everyone I knew was like, dude, you're gonna play that game. It's over. It's over. I played it for like 2 weeks, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Man,
and I think you're kind of the same way.
I've hit rock bottom with that. So it's like, I can see the warning signs. I can pull out, I think, if necessary.
You've kept your character, right? Like, you have... Okay, so you were anticipating a comeback no matter what. I've hit rock bottom, but I'm going to push it to the side a little bit.
I'm playing on a completely different server, playing from scratch, so... Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, what's your level of your dude?
14, I think. And that's, over 5 days or something like
No, no, no. What's, the one you originally had?
Oh, the highest I ever had is 52, I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. You call that rock bottom? Like, I thought, your player's, 21 or something
No,
that.
No, no, had, a level 70 or 80 character or anything like that. I don't think I could ever do that, so.
That's just insane.
I just don't have the interest. But this is stupid WoW talk. Fuck WoW. That game sucks.
Fuck WoW.
What else have we been playing?
Everyone buy Final Fantasy 14.
People like that. I don't know what's going on with that.
I really played it. I saw that video 14. And you're kind of like,
yeah.
You do this. No,
yeah,
it's not working.
I don't like that. Crackdown 2. Believe it or not, I beat that game.
You beat the game?
Yeah, I beat the game.
By yourself? Please tell me you're playing with people online.
I have yet to play it multiplayer. What the hell is
up with
that?
Are you kidding me?
That's the way that it worked out. I play it late at night and nobody's fucking on, so I'm doing solo shit. Now, I don't know why.
And you didn't fall asleep.
Oh, I did a couple times. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dude, the solo is just, it's a chore. It's really tough to burn through this shit. And especially when you need to get up to a certain, like, you know, agility level, you know, to be able to even complete the game, you know? It's like, fuck. So I got to go out and grind orbs and shit. It felt like WoW in some cases. I'm like gathering mats and shit. It was fucking boring. It really was.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
It sucks. And I love the game online, though. Co-op, it's fucking fun.
See, that's the shit I got to try. But yeah, solo, for real, man. Oh, my God.
I tried. I couldn't do it, dude. I played for 10 minutes. I'm like, this is not working.
It sucks because, you know, you finally get to the, you know, like the end game content or whatever, you know, when you can actually, you know, leap buildings and, you know, that shit is fun, but it almost feels like a novelty. You know, it's over so quick. It's just like, oh, sweet, I get this jetpack thing, this glider, and, you know, use it for 5 minutes and I'm done.
At the end of
the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, and it sucks that you got to play through the entire game just to get to that point where it starts opening up, where it starts to be a little fun. And even then, it's only a little fun. It's over too quick. So
yeah, it's all about the orbs, man. It's just that addicting crack. Like, yeah, I mean, hey, I can see an orb. I'm gonna grab it. That's
one more raise.
Does that carry over two games? Like, is it still as addicting as it was when it was fresh with Crackdown 1?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know how they do it. I hated myself as I was playing it. But
yeah, you're I can turn this off right now. Oh, look, a green orb.
Yep. Oh, there's another one. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'll grab that one real quick. Oh, there's fucking like three in a row. And then you fall.
This one's running away. I'm going to get this bitch. I'm not letting it get away from me. Screw you. It's retarded.
Shit was frustrating. I don't know. Oh, God. I fucking hated it, but I still played it. I don't know what it was. But
and the shooting mechanic is awesome. So
that's not too bad. The lock on shit.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I fucking can't stand it.
Because I didn't want to have to aim, you know? And it just.
No, yeah.
It worked out for me.
Well, if the camera worked all right, then the aiming would be okay.
Yeah.
But if it was free aiming anyway.
I'm trying to think of what else I'd play. I think that's about it. I'll see if I remember anything while Travis is talking, and I'm refilling my drink.
All right, so games that I've been playing, more NCAA.
How's that going?
I'm still liking the changes. I haven't been beat
yet. How's the online going? Okay, there you go. That's what I want to hear.
I haven't been beat yet. Apparently... Hatman is going from on Twitter is going to give me shit because he was claiming because I took him to the hole. I beat him.
You beat him the first time like
24 and
something.
He was, you know, saying, oh, you let's rematch, I want a rematch, and now he's saying that, oh, you're just waiting to talk on a podcast to say you're undefeated. Well, buddy, I've been playing more and I still won, don't worry. I mean, it's I'm not afraid
okay,
to play.
So you guys haven't done the rematch yet?
We haven't done a rematch, but I've played like 10 or 11 games and still haven't lost yet. So I'm just practicing for
apparently he hasn't lost yet either after you. So it's technically he's like 11-1. You're like 11-0.
No, that's not true. His win loss record was like 6-4. So don't.
Oh,
don't
that's
that.
Right. You can check shit online now, can't you?
Yeah. So anyway, love you, Hatman. But calling you out, buddy. But I'm really really loving it. Really good time with that. The changes. I'm still digging them. Like I said at first, I didn't think I was going to like those, but I'm real digging. And you mentioned how's online. You know, EA.
Oh, that's
really,
I was leading the online for the whole thing you guys had going. That's what I meant.
They really need to fix that net code. Like,
their net code sucks.
There's a reason why I stay away from online. It's, you know, I pride my, like, you know, Madden and these EA Tiburon games, they're my Street Fighter, you know, if you want to put it in that type of, you know. But I just stay away because, you know, there's button lag.
It's terrible. They're dedicated servers. That's the sad part.
Yeah. I don't know what they're
fucking up with that.
I don't know what they're doing. It's wrong. But they really need to pick it up and fix it. You know, I don't mind that the game is technically the same every year with little changes here and there and roster updates and whatnot. But honestly, I mean, just fix that. And to me, I would have the perfect football game.
Is the Madden the same way too, or no?
It's the same way. They go through, you know, they're online the same way.
Because they've been
service.
For years. Like, yeah, I mean, Double Arican, I love you, buddy, but man, he tries to sell me the NBA Live Series like the last couple of years. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it because it's not that good. And the online with EA is usually pretty bad with sports games. Usually, but I haven't played an online EA game, like sports game, I think since the first one that was on 360, I think. So like 2006 or something, 2007 maybe, mm-hmm. NBA Live. And that was, I remember that was pretty bad.
Right.
And so apparently they haven't really improved stuff. Good to know.
Yeah. Well, again, like you guys played the Deathspank demo and also played Limbo. I really like that game, man. I don't know what else much we can say about it. I'm interested to see what our impressions are after we've beaten the game, because I'm pretty sure we all will have beaten it. Or at least
we'll beat it by next week, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm probably by the time
this is released.
Yeah, probably. And then the last thing I played, just to keep it real short and sweet, I went back to my game of the year last year, Assassin's Creed 2. I've been playing a lot of that. Yeah, I've been playing a lot. I wanted to mess around, you know, free roam, do a little parkour, rooftop jumping and everything. And I was looking through my stats and seeing what I had and what I hadn't done. And I was like 96% done with the game. So I'm like, you know what? There's not really anything huge that I'm playing right now. So I might as well try to 100% it. So I've been digging into that. I totally forgot. I didn't even write this down.
Did he get platinum?
No, I did not. But GameStop ran that super saver deal this week.
Yeah.
Did you get Dark Void for $10?
No, you mentioned this. Oh, never mind. You mentioned it when we were playing Halo.
Yeah, when we were playing Halo.
That's when you mentioned it. Okay.
I picked up a few games. A lot of old ones, but they were super cheap, and I wanted them for the collection. But I picked up Assassin's Creed 1 just to pick up the, to complete the whole set of two.
So it can sit on your shelf in the rack.
Yeah, so it can sit on my shelf. Exactly. what else did I pick up?
Guitar Hero 2.
Guitar Hero 2. What else, baby?
Dark Sector.
Yeah. How did I sleep on this game when it came out?
I don't know.
You know, when we were on Halo, I was like, oh, man, it's great. I love it. And you're like, it's not great. Okay, of course, it's not great.
I said give it a few hours.
But it's still fun. I'm still enjoying it. I enjoyed the first four hours
like a motherfucker.
And I'll still hold true to what I said while we were playing on the Sexbox the other day. Dude, I like this better than Resident Evil 5. Like, just...
Really?
I've never played
Resident Evil 5, so I don't know.
I like it better. In terms of like the action and the actual playing.
How far are you into it, though?
About 3 hours. I mean, I pretty much have...
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
the first like 4 hours is pretty awesome. Like, oh my god, awesome. Like, cool shit. Yeah. And then you realize after that 4 hour mark, the next 5 hours are the exact same thing, and the environments look exactly the same.
Right. Well, I mean, I have not yet hit that point yet, and if I hit it, you know, I'll talk about it a little later, and I'll either eat crow or say shut the fuck up. So either way, we'll see. But no, I do enjoy it, but I still stand by, you know, how did I sleep on this game? I think it's because that I never played it and I slept on it for so long that
probably for reviews too, because the reviews weren't great. So you probably probably wasn't on the top of your list. You're probably just like, I'll probably rent it sometime, and just never got to it.
Yeah, I never got to it. So now skipping it after all this time and playing it now, I think
you played Dark Sector, didn't you?
Yeah, I loved it, actually.
I like it a lot.
Did you finish it?
I loved it more because I got it for $10.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, like, really, really cheap for me. Yep.
Maybe it ended up being, like, $3
$6, maybe?
Jason, did you beat it, though?
No, absolutely not.
Did you get 4 hours into it?
Yeah, I got about 4 or 5 hours into it. Yeah, and I just other stuff came out or whatever, so it wasn't.
No, it's a very average. Like, I think. It's definitely good. It's just not great. But just the way that you described it yesterday playing here, like, this game is like, it was like amazing.
That didn't okay, hold, bitch. I did not say that. Come on now.
You said it was great. You're like, oh, this
no,
is
I
such
said
a great
I bought
game.
This game today. It came out 2 years ago and I slept on it and I'm really, really enjoying it. So what the hell? I mean,
it's a pleasant surprise. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's a good feeling to not play a game and jump into it after it's been out for a while and you're like, wow, I really enjoy this. It's a gem. So.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoy it.
No, I agree with that. I'm just that's not what you said yesterday, though. That's all I'm saying.
What did I say? Quote me.
You said it was a great game, and then I was like, "Well, how far into it?" And you were like, "Oh, I'm like a good like I can't remember what you said. How many hours?" I was like,
"Two
well,
or 3 hours."
You'll get a couple like 2 hours more into it, and then you'll realize it's not,
okay.
Not that great.
So, can you say that? It is possible to have a great time with this game in the first 4 hours.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, then it's a great game so far for me.
So far.
Okay.
Eat it.
Yeah, so far. I'll take that. That's not easy. Sure.
No, I'll totally be honest, too, when I play through the game. I mean, if I finish it, you know, we'll see. And in that deal, another game that I picked up was Heavenly Sword.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was another one.
Yet again, another game I have not played yet. So, and I got that for...
Have you started that yet, or no?
No, not yet. Okay. 14,
ignore
the
frame rate. Pretend that God of War and Bayonetta and all those other games don't exist.
Right.
And that's pretty good.
Did they add trophies after...
No.
No, they never added
trophies. I don't think any game... Did any game actually add retro trophies besides Burnout?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The only game I really wanted retroactive trophies were what was probably Metal Gear 4.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, that's probably the only one.
You can burn through Heavenly Sword, dude, in like an afternoon
if you really wanted to.
Like, I mean, it's a good what Jason said. You beat it too, right? It's a good.
No,
like,
I didn't beat it. I just got super bored with it.
Yeah, you could burn through it in probably like 5.5 hours if you don't get like too stuck at bosses and stuff. But
yeah,
it's not that
pretty
long.
Ridiculous,
right?
Yeah, and it's that the main thing I played the game for is because I thought the storyline wasn't necessarily good, but I thought the actors were great just because they're so over the top and just the way they did everything was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, production value was really amazing.
Yeah. But after playing, like, you played God of War, you played Bayonetta, I don't know if I'd be able to go back to that at this point. It'd be kind of hard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, and if you got it for, like, really cheap, that's pretty cool. Because, I think brand new, that game is still, like, $50 or something.
Well, yeah, I got it for super, super cheap. Yeah. And I got the whole lot. I mean, $28 maybe, $29,
mm-hmm.
if that. We also bought,
that's
like,
really good.
Yeah, we also bought DDR, but I won't talk about that. You guys know how awesome DDR is.
I hate DDR.
But, I mean, that's really it for me.
I got a question, though, because you said you did get Guitar Hero 2.
Yes.
Now that, I guess, technically that was done by, that was pre-Activision, right?
Activision published it.
That was the first game that they, I guess, published. They published a 360 version, actually, I think.
Yeah, they published a 360 version, but it was still
done. Is that the one you got?
I believe it's still done by Harmonix. Yes, yes.
Does that still give you access to downloadable stuff, or no?
Is
that
only
with, like, 3 and World Tour and stuff like
that? I haven't popped it in yet, to be honest with you. I'm not really sure.
My Bobby Kotick sense is tingling, and I feel dirty and icky. Move on.
All right, moving on.
Anyway, but that's it for me. I mean, that's pretty much all I've been playing. So, sounds good. So, I guess it's time for the news.
Let's do some news. Again, not too much news. Like, news is slow. Bless you, buddy. Or Robitussin, whichever one you just did there. Can't remember if you coughed or sneezed.
I got Kraken down the wrong pipe.
Oh,
ooh,
shitty.
Ooh, that Kraken.
Orally, buddy. Orally.
That Kraken will kill you.
Lords of Shadow, Castlevania. Too bad Chris is not here, but that has a release date now. It's coming out in October. So in the fall, kind of predicted, Lords of Shadow, Castlevania, October.
Let's do this.
Awesome.
I want that to be so good.
But October is like, you know, the month, right?
Well, October is pretty much the month of the games, right?
Right.
Until a big release changes it, and then they're like, oh, now November is the new October. And... basically, I think all these people are doing are avoiding Call of Duty and Halo Reach. Because I'm pretty sure, yeah, Reach is in September. Call of Duty, I believe, is in November.
You said Duty.
Duty. Yeah, no exact date with that, but either way, October, check it out. Another kind of rumor right now, but as you guys hear this, might be total fact. Coming out, Game Informer actually reported that at Comic-Con San Diego, Namco and Capcom are going to have announcements that there's going to be a Namco versus Capcom game in development. That almost made sense. And a Capcom versus Namco in development. So I guess similar to how they did the whole SNK versus Capcom and Capcom versus SNK series.
Mm-hmm.
I will be flat out honest with you two. I really don't give a shit about this.
Really?
Really?
I really don't. Because I don't know how they're going to put the Tekken... Okay, if anything, I'm maybe kind of interested in how they put the Tekken fighters or Namco fighters into the Capcom games, but yeah. I'm not interested to see the Capcom characters in the Namco games, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, to flesh this out a little bit more, you know, the Capcom versus Namco would probably use, like, the Street Fighter 4 engine.
It's using
you know,
yeah.
And, you know, and the, you know, the opposite would be using the, like the Tekken 5 engine or whatever. So
it's
using,
yeah, 6, I think, actually. Crazy.
I'm very excited for something like this. To not use a 2D engine. They would be stupid because no one's going to want to play this game in 3D.
Who? Which one? There's going to be two separate games.
Oh, it's two separate games?
Well, it's two separate games. Like, Namco will develop one, Capcom will develop the other.
Yeah.
And the Capcom one's going to use the Street Fighter 4 engine. The Namco one's going to use the Tekken engine. So, the Street Fighter characters without fireballs and crazy hurricane kicks and stuff just doesn't seem right.
True.
To me.
Yeah, very true. I like the crossover stuff. It's interesting. And, you know, I'm actually... my eyes would be more on the Namco versus you know Capcom one, you know, in the Tekken style.
Really?
Just to see how they pull that off. Like I'd be super excited to have like, you know, Heihachi and, you know, Street Fighter 4, you know. And, mm-hmm. That would be awesome, but I'd be real interested to see how they pull it off, but
I'm sure they'll do a great job. Like, well,
it's just rumor right now. We'll see.
It's just, I mean, yeah, but this, I mean, both guys from Namco and Capcom are on stage at the same time.
Yeah,
at Evo, and both said we have big announcements coming. Yeah,
and that art looked pretty official too.
Yeah,
so.
It's pretty much a done deal. Well, hopefully, but I don't know. We'll something about it, just like the whole SNK. Like I never played SNK versus Capcom. I never played. Did that even come out in North America?
It was good, yeah. Like, you know, SVC, yeah, Chaos or whatever. It was pretty good, but it was, seriously, yeah, way different than Capcom games. You know, that's
Capcom versus SNK
right?
was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
I know, for sure. But at least that was two universes that made sense. Like, because, I mean, in the SNK games, there was fireballs and there was crazy over-the-top moves and stuff like that, where Tekken isn't really like that, or even Soul Calibur, for that matter. So I don't know. It's gonna be weird.
We've had lots of successful crossovers, though, so you never know. I'm totally not going to count it out by any means. So,
yeah, well,
eagerly anticipating.
I am.
Bring it on.
I'm just skeptical at best. I'm not counting them out. I'm just very skeptical. Okay. I'll wait and see what happens. I really do not like 3D fighting games, so the Namco vs. Capcom one is pretty much kind of off my radar. I'll probably look at it and be like, that's kind of cool how they did that, but I don't know if I'll actually pick it up. Because I'm terrible at 3D fighting.
That's
games.
Okay. You don't have to play with us.
Right.
That's cool. Well,
we'll be
Travis,
playing.
You won't be playing either, dude.
Probably not.
Fuck you guys.
I'll play Capcom versus Namco. Microsoft came out with their Kinect bundle and arcade SKU and Kinect by itself, like standalone prices.
Who gives a shit?
No one gives a shit.
Okay.
But some people might. Arcade unit, $199.99. They're doing away with the whole memory card. They're putting it to a 4 gig, I guess, hard drive in that mother. So you're getting the new arcade unit, 4 gigs for $199. If you want to bundle it with the Natal, it is $299.99. And the Natal, I keep calling it Natal, Connect by itself is $149.99 with a game. $99. So those are the prices for that shit. It's finally official. No big surprise. Pretty much everyone predicted all that kind of good stuff. Oh, and also they said that all Kinect games are going to be $49.99. As opposed to, I guess, games that are $59.99. I get all fucked up with this because here they're like $10 more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anywho.
Whatevs.
Sly Cooper. Collection.
Yeah.
Sony.
Hell yeah.
They're
bring it on.
You know, they did a really good job with the God of War collection. It's pretty good stuff.
And people ask for more, right? I mean, they're like, okay, we need these collections right now. And
they need a lot more.
Us.
They want Sly Cooper's.
They gave it to us.
Oh, hell yeah. I think Sly Cooper's one of those games. A lot of people like I only played like one of them for a little bit, maybe on like a demo disc. I don't know, do you guys play any of them?
What?
I don't know too much. Yeah, I didn't play a lot of Sly
Cooper's
Man.
A great series, actually.
I know. I've just never played one, really. But they're going to redo that collection, bring it over to the PS3.
Good shit. Bring it on.
And I think this is the seller.
Hmm.
Not that it's going to be fully 3D, because that's kind of cool. I don't have a 3D TV, no big deal. But they're going to be adding Move minigames.
Fuck you.
Dead serious.
For real?
Dead serious. They're going to be putting.
I was on the fence before, but wow.
Is that going to sell you, buddy? That's probably be like, what, like $30, but then you have to buy your move.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, I was totally going to get that anyway. So this is just like added incentive, you know?
Yeah, so you can like play your game on your controller and all of a sudden like, oh, move mini game.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this is awesome. I know that Lisa's like, you know, my wife is like, you know, I don't know if we're going to get the move or anything, but I'll be like, you know, dude, they're getting, you know, move mini games and shit. And she's going to be like,
who
gives a shit? And I will cry. Actually, no. No, I will not cry.
You won't cry.
I do not give no fuck.
I don't know why they're doing that. Why are they doing that?
I mean, they're trying to sell their product, I guess.
But why are they trying to sell it with like retro? Like, hey, here's a remake of these games that are on PS2, but to make them different, we're going to throw some move shit on this.
Yeah.
To make it.
I'll be straight up. Sly actually looked pretty good in 3D.
You were there and you guys saw it, but I didn't. Yeah, we have no way to see it.
I'm so against the whole 3D thing, but I mean that was one of the better looking ones, I guess.
On the opposite, I'm always like, I want to see 3D. I think it's cool, but
yeah.
Not luckily, but unfortunately, I've never seen it. But the Move stuff I can do without. Kinect stuff I can do without. And I was gonna say, this is kind of like the Metroid Prime trilogy, but not really because Metroid Prime 3 was actually made for the Wii. So
true that.
I don't know. Anywho, that's your news, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Well, I guess after the break, we'll go ahead and get into the meat of the feature. And then after that, we will jump into new releases. And we'll get our emails and voicemails and then question of the week. So, guys, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
It's your boy, Double O Rican, with a special interactive distraction announcement. Dropping this fall from Indes, Chris, Jason, Jeff, and Travis want you to do it one more game for the 2010. That's right, Indes Fest, the deuce. So keep your ears unlocked to Interactive Distraction every week for further details. Rican Fest, dos.
And welcome back.
Thanks.
Kind of welcome back.
Today we're talking about villains, and we asked you guys, well, what's your favorite villain, and what are the villains you just downright hated? Something tells me we might get a couple of Sephiroths, maybe.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We'll see, but I guess we're going to start off with some to emails, and we're passing it on to Jeff. He's taking the mantle. He's shouldering the emails today, Jeff.
What?
I am, and I'm thankful that the first one is a novel, so that is freaking awesome, especially in the state I'm in right now.
Drop that bomb.
I will. The first email is from Black Skimmer on VG Evo, Folix on PSN. He says, okay, since I think you were referring to video game villains only, I'll keep this to just that. Because if you weren't, I'd have to name Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. I haven't seen Apocalypse Now. I'm sorry. I'm terrible for that.
It's Marlon Brando, right?
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah, I've just never seen it. I know. Terrible. Terrible me. Anyway, you hated what he became. You knew he had to die, be stopped, but you knew he spoke the truth. His madness was to do away with the political correctness bullshit and fight the war the way he knew he would win. The truth was unacceptable to the White House, so he had to be killed. I hated him, but I didn't. I wanted him to die for the things he had done, yet I wanted him to succeed for his goal.
Commendable. Okay. Yeah.
I lead off with that because because of recent one of my favorite villain encounters was at the end of Killzone 2, Vasari. I got the exact same vibe from him. I knew he had to go, but I didn't want to see him killed. He had to be stopped, but I kind of wanted him to succeed. And then, parentheses, see Killzone 2, backstory, the Hellghast were not really the villains anyways. Up for debate. It was that encounter that really struck a chord with me. Other villains I loved was the Joker out of Batman Arkham. Man, I couldn't wait to kick the shit out of that skinny purple-wearing piece of shit. I hate purple, and I hate clowns. When you died, he would come and taunt me. I found myself giving my TV the finger a few times. Funny thing was, when you fight him, spoilers, spoilers in case people, you know, and we don't want to spoilers.
Oh, he hulks out at the end of the game.
He isn't so skinny. There you go.
Right.
Okay. Saren from Mass Effect 1. That cocky bastard was tough, strong, and better than you knew it. Better than you and he knew it. I couldn't wait to take him down. Arthas, Warcraft 3. Man, did this guy ever screw the world.
Yeah, no shit.
Never played that. Psychomantis, Metal Gear
Solid.
Yeah.
Nice.
Best boss fight I've ever seen. And when you kill him, you feel so sorry for him. Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII.
Hey.
Beating this guy after he killed Aeris, I wanted to rip his spleen out and tap dance on his skull. At the time, I don't think I hated any boss more than him. And then, great question, guys. Keep up the great shows. Even you, Goffy, you subjective bastard.
Aww. Oh, I love you, Jeff.
It's all right. Tear.
So he can take it.
I can definitely take it. And we can take his email. And do you guys have anything to comment on either of like those five people he mentioned? I never played Warcraft 3. Saren, I thought, was underused, actually, in Mass Effect 1.
I agree.
He was really cool at the beginning, and then he kind of disappears, and then he comes back at the end. I was like, oh.
If you're talking about, like, you know, pure gameplay, like boss fight, Saren was not, you know, like up there. You know, he was a good character, liked his voice acting or whatever, but the actual boss fight, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, is like, you just kind of keep him up in the air the entire time and just like plug slugs into him and that's it. It was uneventful and it was over really, really quick. So
yeah, it almost seems like they try to mention him all the time but never show him, like kind of keep him like enigmatic, like he's kind of in the background.
Yeah,
and I agree.
There was a ton of build-up. You know?
And there are certain games, which I'm sure I'll mention later on, or one of us could mention possibly, that did that right with their villain, whereas I think we all agree it just didn't work there. It needed more Saren.
Yeah.
I agree with that, for sure. I do want to mention on the whole Vasari thing, because that is still kind of up. Like, if you follow the game, if you just go by game standpoint, Vasari is definitely a villain. If you want to read on backstory and look into stuff, especially how the third one might play out, it might turn into the whole thing like they're not so much villains, kind of like the whole Halo and the Covenant.
They're doing Halo the thing, 2. You know, what they think is right or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so forcing issues and stuff. But sorry, go ahead.
And that's how a lot of like Bond villains are, right? So, you know, they just want to change the world, you know, they want to make it a better place, you know, they just don't mind, you know, killing a bunch of people, you know, to achieve their goals or whatever. But their end goal is usually, you know,
the greater good.
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. I liked Vasari too, though. He was pretty damn cool, and I was kind of disappointed to see him go. I kind of want him to live for at least the third game. But anywho, thanks, Black Skimmer. on to the next emails.
What you got?
Yo, indilly this. Indilly this. Indilly this. Villains, now you're talking my language. It's about time my fellow evildoers got to be the stars of the show. My personal favorite? Well, until someone has the insight to hire yours truly as the most epic video game villain of all time, well, I'm just going to have to say the nefarious doctor, well... Nefarious. One of the most quotable villains ever. The exact center of the universe, give or take 50 feet. Nefarious terrorizes, entertains in equal measure. And what? Nefarious in equal measure. I remember the first time you broke down and started playing a soap opera. I nearly wet my pants. First of all, let's do a little thing there.
Okay, little thing.
He's not talking about games, though. There. Yeah. Yes? No? Maybe? I thought maybe there might be a game, maybe that...
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
That's... Jason?
Just keep reading.
All right, so no one has a clue what he's talking about, basically. So, most hated villain, G-Man from Half-Life. I hate being watched. I hate feeling like my control over a situation has been taken away from me. And so this guy... Watching me from on high like God, a sick puppet, master pulling the strings without a word of explanation. Valve are sadistic assholes for putting that guy in front of me at the end of the game and making me powerless at the same time.
Yeah.
The whole end sequence, he was standing in front of me, I just wanted to beat him to a death with a crowbar. but the bastard took it away from me, and so he stands there just smirking. I've never been made to feel so small, and I'm 5'2". That's why I'm so evil. Little man little complex. Man. Like this that. Was the opinion of... No, no sound effects. The Jackal. 666.
Sorry, I forgot my sound effects at home.
It's okay. Sorry. You left it for the other podcast. That's cool.
Yeah, G-Man's a great villain, for real.
G-Man's just a fucker. Do you he's like everywhere in that game.
So do you think he's like the last boss when if and when Half-Life ends, you know, like...
So like sometime in like 2019?
Maybe. Who knows? Is G-Man going to be the last boss, you think? Like, he's just... I mean, he's...
I don't think he could be a boss fight, because that would just be ridiculous. The fucking businessman.
Well, I agree with Jackal, man. Like, I just want to shoot him in the face.
Oh, hell yeah,
like,
for
really
sure.
Bad. Like, he's up but there as
that
as
goes
one
with one
of
my most
characters.
Hated, for sure, which I've told him many times, which we'll get to later, but the end feeling when you actually got to destroy this guy was so underwhelming and just unsatisfying. I was like, whatever.
That shit sucks.
All right, thanks, Jackal. Sorry we don't have this sound effect this week, but next week for sure. Just make sure to write in. Next email. Dear In Noobs.
What? Fuck your noob face.
I listened to your fine podcast this past week. I'm sorry. Bully work, by the way. And I thought I'd voice my opinion on the question of the week. I've been tripping on cold medicine and Cadbury cream eggs for the past 2 days, so excuse me if I go off on a tangent.
Oh, that's a rough high.
That is a terrible high. I am as much about story as Travis is, so I have a sore spot when it comes to villains in a game. If they aren't evil or downright funny, I just don't find them interesting, and it takes me out of the game.
Good.
Here is a short list of my top villains in games. Number one, in direct order, GLaDOS.
Yes!
Sarcastic, manipulative, and loving at the same time. Sounds like most females. It's hard not to mention GLaDOS when writing a villain's list. Huzzah for the creators over at Valve for coming up with GLaDOS.
Fuck
agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. GLaDOS yeah, I like is fucking kick ass. Saren Arterius, Mass Effect. Wow, this is number two. Again, it's hard not to mention Saren as a top villain. Wonderfully written and acted as well as named. Saren sounds suspiciously like Saren and nerve gas. Get it?
So evil with your nerve gas.
Three. Gotta go super old school on this one. Evil Otto.
Fuck
oh, nice.
You.
Berserk.
Oh my god, I hate Evil Otto.
He was a bitch. This invincible smiley head of death has haunted my nightmares for a large part of my life. It is a wonder I can sit in a room for more than a minute without envisioning a giant smiley head bounding down the hall that no one can stop.
No shit, dude. Evil Otto fucking scared the shit out of me. Like, that's the first time that I ever, like, experienced, like, you know, a voice in a game. Not only that, but the first game that really fucking scared the shit out of me.
When was the first time you saw him?
Berserk.
Like, that's... the sword... Was it... Okay, we haven't been getting this mixed up, then. Are you talking about Sword of the Berserk?
No, Berserk. The game that Evil Otto's from.
Okay, then I don't
the
think
old arcade game. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, whenever he would come on screen, you know, he had a few, like, one-liners. But he sucked because he could go through walls and he was completely invincible. So you're like, fuck, I cannot defeat this guy. I need to run the fuck away from Evil Otto. And he would just sit there and taunt you the entire time. And he's this bouncing smiley face, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's funny because the name and the visual you're pointing out now makes, like, I can picture it, but I don't think I ever played Berserk. I have no idea what that's weird.
It was an arcade game, and actually the first time I played it was the Atari 2600 port, I believe. So, and that was pretty badass. I remember that day clearly because I had a choice between, you know, buying that game or a He-Man toy. And I think it was the Killer Bee or something like that.
Oh, the Killer Bee. Yeah, I remember the Killer Bee.
Something like that. Buzz Off.
So did you take
Buzz
the Killer
Off,
Bee?
I think it was his name. But yeah, I chose the game. Oh, okay. I got Buzz Off later.
Cool.
Anyway, scared the shit out of me. Fuck you, Evil Otto.
To number four, Darth Malak, Knights of the Old Republic.
Cool.
Was he really imaginative? Not really. Was he original? Not really. Was he a badass?
Yeah.
Yeah. While it might just be my Star Wars fanboyism showing itself, I really enjoyed the challenge that was Malik in Knights of the Old Republic. He really pushed me through the plotline and made me want to kick his ass. That is the mark of a good villain in a game.
Yeah, no shit. A lot better than Darth Maul. I mean, fuck him.
Yeah, I agree.
Then Darth... What? Darth Maul?
Yeah.
Oh,
Darth...
well, yeah, yeah. For sure. Number 5. This one probably not too many know, but I liked him all the same. Deja Vu, Freedom Force. Ironic villain with delusions of grandeur. Yeah. Why not? He was an escaped mental patient who became a supervillain with the ability to duplicate himself. It almost writes itself, doesn't it? He was funny and fun, and while he wasn't the main villain in the game, he was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's
I never played Freedom Force, so.
Yeah,
good game.
Oh.
Good game. You can get it on Steam super cheap, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm.
And the sequel. Anyway. But
cool.
Yeah, good
All
villain.
Right.
Good shit.
On to his worst villains in games. Number
Whoa.
1, Donkey Kong. To quote
yeah.
humor, Farnsworth, monkeys aren't donkeys. Stop messing with my head. I never got the concept of Donkey Kong. Maybe Mario was just hard on his luck. Being a squat, ugly plumber, Joe Pesci did all right in Easy Money. Did Mario have to face a giant ape that threw barrels, sometimes flaming barrels, just to get a piece of ass? Hmm.
You know, when you look like Mario, you got to do all you can, I guess.
That's true. Number 2, I'm pretty sure Jason, myself, and probably Travis somewhat can agree with this one. Sagat.
Fuck that guy.
Series.
Fuck that guy.
He says, cheap is the only word that comes to my mind when I think of this quarter-sucking digital bitch. Number 3, Jason.
What?
Interactive distractions.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, NES. No, it's another old game, but when it comes to villains that had a whole lot of build-up and then no payoff, there's no beating Jason from NES iteration of Friday the 13th series. He was purple. I'm going to let that soak in for a moment.
Ridiculous.
Purple! I know this was a movie tie-in game, should not even garner a bit of attention, but purple? He's not the friggin' Grimace. He's supposed to be scary and threatening, not offering me a delicious McTreats.
Oh, God, McTreats. I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
Meat.
Yeah, fucking awful boss, for real. That was just an awful game overall. So.
No, it was
I don't think it was like a specific movie tie-in. Like, it wasn't like coinciding with a specific
mm-hmm.
like Friday
right.
game. It was just
it was
like,
a license.
General.
It's like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really, really bad. But dude,
I remember playing that. It was
he
impossible.
He would still scare
really
the
hard.
Shit out of me, though, whenever he'd show up.
Yeah, I remember that game being really, really hard. I remember.
Yeah, it was
ridiculously fucking hard. Just down to like bad design.
No, exactly.
That was the reason.
Yeah.
Anyway,
number 4, Loghain, Dragon Age Origins.
That guy,
moron. This guy is a moron. King of moronity. The whole time I played through Dragon Age, I was thinking to myself, "Why is this guy such a moron? How did he live long enough to rule this kingdom?"
Good question.
That's a very good question. Now that should make him a good villain, but the point at which he became a terrible one is the end when you...
Whoa.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa. We got spoilers.
Yeah, how are we going to do this? Okay, so... okay. Spoiler, if you've never beaten Dragon Age, fast forward roughly 6 seconds.
All right,
here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. Terrible one is at the end when you... Spoiler! Blah, 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 worse than being dumb, he then offers to... Blah, 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 blah.
True.
Done.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to do that because we get in a lot of trouble for spoilers, so...
And I haven't
At the end
the
when...
Yet.
Spoiler alert! Blah, 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 blah. Worse than being dumb, then he... Blah, 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 blah. What, basically what
he
Jason
did some
said.
Stupid shit at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I totally agree with you on that one. 100%. Weird. Oh, I like his number 5, though. I really like his number 5. Number 5 is the Kilrathi from the Wing Commander series.
Nice.
Good
really
shit.
Cool.
I say, okay, I got a great idea for a villain in our awesome spaceship combat game. Now hold on to your hats. How about... Giant cats! What dim-witted douche thought that a giant cat people would make a great antagonist? They weren't so bad in either games where they were just... Sorry. In either games where they were just images. Hell, they were even decent. But when they switched over to full-motion video, jumping Jesus on a pogo stick, it looked like Muppets in space.
Yeah.
I thought that Miss Piggy was totally going to pop out at any minute and karate kick them into submission.
Cats in space.
I just played through those games for comedic value after a while. I mean, come on. Luke Skywalker, really? Biff Tannen, and Shaggy can take on the cat and Muppet people in space. Thanks for taking the time to read my long-ass codeine and Cadbury-driven email. Keep it real. Adventuring from GameAndTalk.com.
You got it, buddy.
Adventuring.
Yeah, I agree with him. Kilrathi, when it was like Wing Commander 1 and 2, awesome. Scary as shit.
Yeah.
3 and onwards? Really?
I mean, the live action didn't, you know, transfer very well.
No.
You know, well, that was the entire series, I think, in general. So, they were cool villains, though. I liked the Kilrathi.
They're awesome. Just when I think he nailed it. Like, they look like Muppets, and
yeah,
it's not scary. Because I mean, I remember they had like the sprite thing. They actually looked kind of creepy. Yeah. I can't remember what the guy's name was who was on the good side, the Kilrathi guy. I can't remember his name, but anywho, yeah, he just looked ridiculous. But anyway, let's enough of the emails for a little bit. I want to take a little bit of a break here. But Jason,
yo,
you gotta do some work when you're here, man.
I guess so.
You guys paying
me this time, or?
Oh, of course, same
pay, okay.
Same
right,
going
cool.
rate.
Let me see same what I got. I think I got
plus interest.
Ooh, this guy. I think he's Australian.
Repeat.
Hey guys, it's Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Oh, Fluffy.
I just heard your question of the week thing here. Okay, I'm sure there's more if I give more time to think about it. But the first one that popped into my head, one of my favorite ones, the funniest. Mainly from a TV show, also from Kingdom Hearts, but mainly from a movie. Hercules. What? I mean, not Hercules. Hades.
Oh, Hades.
Hey,
yeah, James Woods.
He was funny, man. James Woods, the voice. It makes me laugh every time I hear him talk. It's always like, "Ooh, it's candy. Ooh, it's candy."
Ooh, that was awesome.
And
ooh,
also,
it's candy.
The one I just really wanted to belt the shit out of. But I'm sure there's more. But when I played God of War 3, and it got to that first, like, that 2D fighting bit with Zeus.
That was Zeus, yeah.
Fuck you, Dad, in Mortal Kombat, you're
right. I don't know why I had that full part of it. I just wanted to belt him. It was, like, almost personal and shit. I don't know why. I didn't get it. I was a little scared. Anyway, that's it. Yeah, I got nothing else. See you later.
Thank you, Mr. Fluffy.
Thanks, Mr. Fuzzy Testicles. That was awesome.
Good shit there. Yeah. I like that he included like a Disney villain. That's good.
Yes.
Because everybody's doing cool. Video game stuff.
Yeah, totally.
If you guys don't mind, actually, everyone knows that we're using like Google Voice for our, you know, voicemail system. Google Voice comes with like a voice, like transcript type thing. And you can get some pretty funny results from this. And if you guys don't mind, can I read what Google Voice thinks that Fluffy said? All right,
yes.
Let's hear the voicemail. All right. So, hey, guys, it's Often. This is a social question. The waiting here, okay, I'll try to small people think. And first of all, the head. Hey, one of my favorite. One is the funniest. My favorite TV show, also. If you could, bye-bye from the movie. Hope you lease. I'm in the hectic pace quickly. Scott.
That sounds business, like somebody I know from work.
Scott, business futon. It was the funny. And I changed was the voice. It makes me laugh every trouble here, folks' voice. We'll be scanning, scan, full scan. And also, I tomorrow. I just really want to build the out of. But I'm sure visible. Butler played Global 3, and I got to the first, like, that's true date for putting it was just. I just love Beat the Out of It. I don't know why I have the pool. I just want to put We Talk to most personal. I don't know why I get a hold of it anyway. That's it. See if I don't.
I totally wish we read every fucking voicemail like that.
That okay. Awesome. Google Voice, your transcript.
Well,
it
can't translate drunken Australian.
This is really great because I'm glad you brought that up because like what was it 2 weeks ago we had a Google voicemail from Fluffy and I read it off air.
Okay.
And it was just as funny. So now I think we just need to officially read like. It's a new segment, like Google Voice time with interactive distractions, because that is priceless. Every time, like, that's the problem. Like, it'll never get old. I will laugh every single time.
Well, it's only really that much funny when you read the original, though. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And see how far off it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, Scott, business futon?
Futon? Like, where does that even
guys,
come from?
I already wrote it down.
First of all, what
the
fuck
down.
Is a business futon?
I already wrote it down. That is the title for the show. Scott, business futon.
Business futon. All right, cool. Is that all for the voicemails for that one?
Yeah, for the question of the week stuff.
Take
yeah.
it
I got
away,
a couple other
G
ones,
off.
But, you know, what else?
Cool. All right, we got another email here. We got, what up, Indus?
Yo.
Travis.
Hey.
Hi.
There you go. In terms of the villain, I just couldn't wait to kick his ass. Isn't necessarily a villain you get to fight.
What?
Okay.
Sorry.
Would have to be Toad from Mario with his incessant, your princess is... Hey, you missed the word here, but your princess is in another castle. Nothing was more frustrating than this, so I had to take it out on Bowser, who in turn becomes a villain that I just couldn't wait to beat because I knew that he would finally be done with the game. The villain I love to see do things right? I'd have to go with GLaDOS from Portal.
Yeah!
She is just so proper and has the best lines.
Indeedy.
16 weeks until the deuce!
What?
We gotta get on it, guys.
BB Media.
Oh my god,
16 weeks.
That's really short, actually.
That is, it seems a lot longer than it actually is.
Yeah, everybody book your tickets.
Especially
now.
In grown up times. Cool.
GLaDOS is good shit.
GLaDOS is freaking awesome, dude. And I saw, like, I don't know if you guys saw, they had some special on it. I can't remember if it was X Play or something. It was like an in depth preview on Portal 2.
Okay.
And like GLaDOS, and they also showed the, you're going to have like another. Kind of like sidekick.
Sidekick, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was like basically like a cube. Mm-hmm. And it talks to you and shit. I'm like, that is awesome. So doing this so well. Anywho. We have another email.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Hello, Indus Crew.
Hi.
It's been a while since I didn't write to you, so I'll keep up the answer short.
Doesn't
and then fail
like
miserably.
It.
And I'll say you do fail miserably. He goes on to say, which villain did I hate the most? My answer there is Marcello from Dragon Quest VIII.
Hmm.
For those that might not remember, he is a half-brother of one of your party members and considers himself superior to him. He also gets to be the Pope and ends up... What? This is why I don't play Dragon Quest. Ends up releasing the big bad. I know it sounds cliche, but why do I hate him? For one, he is a douchebag. And I have
we
to
hate
give
douchebags.
Him credit. We have to give him credit to Square Enix for the game, since the game has some of... both the most appealing and most hateful characters I can remember of the genre. The game makes me regain my love for JRPGs, so I guess it's only fair to some of his characters stands as my favorites. So I'm not familiar with that at all. Either of you guys want to comment?
I've got the slime controller. That was pretty awesome. I haven't actually played through the game yet, though. So I'm kind of familiar with the character that he's talking about, but I haven't gotten that far, so...
Jobit, is 8 the one that was on PS2?
I believe so.
Cool. Looks cool. Okay.
Or I'm completely
which villain?
Wrong. Whatever.
Which villain did I... Wait, hold on a second. I have to reread that. Okay, sorry. Which villain did I like the most? Villain to like... For a villain to like me, he has to have some plausible motivation. Yeah, I know. I don't know how that happened.
I want the villain to like me, personally.
He has to have some plausible motivation. And not just
like
be... It's not about the villain, it's about me, damn it. I guess that's impossible motivation, and that'd just be evil for the sake of it.
Yeah.
What I like to call cartoon villain. I guess you will get a lot of Sephiroth in this question, but my favorite is from another game in the same franchise.
Ooh.
Yes, my answer is for a different, yet oddly similar, Seymour from Final Fantasy X.
Aww.
Is that the one where you dress up your girlfriends?
I was waiting for Kuja.
No, that was X2.
Oh, yeah. I get them confused.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm not going to explain why and risk a wall of text, but let me just say I found him more relatable and understandable as to why he is the way he is. That many other villains in the... What? Why he is the way he is that many other villains in the franchise. I don't quite... You might have missed a couple words there. I don't quite understand that last bit, but...
Feel my email reading pain.
But anywho, not surprisingly, many of the most remarkable video game villains I can remember comes from RPGs. Not sure why, but probably because the difference is length into other genres gives the writers more chances to flesh them out.
Very true. Exactly.
Nothing more to add except congratulate some of you for the new family members. Regards, Hermes from Uruguay.
He's so, right though. I mean, in RPGs, you know, you get a like. You know, I always look back to like Kefka or something like that from like Final Fantasy 3-6 or whatever. Kefka's good shit.
For sure.
He was annoying as fuck, but you had been with him, you know, so long, you know, and you really got a feel for his character that he's very memorable. I think in like, you know, if it was like a 4 to 6 hour game or something like that, like a Heavenly Sword, he would just be annoying as fuck, and I would just hate him. But I don't know, Kefka kind of grew on me after a while, even though he really was annoying. Does that make sense at all?
He's annoying.
Yeah,
in a good
it totally
way.
Makes sense. It's kind of like he's grating to the point where you're like,
but we spent so much time together hating one another.
It's like a girl in a relationship. Can't just let it go.
I kept trying Kefka to like break up with me, and he wouldn't. And you know,
yeah, exactly.
True.
Too much time wasted. Too much effort.
So that's all the emails you have, Jeff?
That's all the emails I have for the question of the week.
Well, I guess it is our turn.
Okay.
Which I'm not prepared for, but I'll let you guys go first, and then I will just copy answers.
All right. No problem. Jason.
Cut and paste for the win.
Give it to us, Jason.
So GLaDOS has been mentioned a few times.
Akuma, then who else?
No, I'm not even going to mention Street Fighter for real. So yeah, GLaDOS is definitely one of my top like villains as far as like you know memorable villains is concerned. Let me preface by saying that I'd love personality in villains, you know, more than anything. You know, bosses can be you know super fucking hard or whatever, you know, but the ones that really stand out are the ones that have, you know, really, really cool personalities and lines and such. So GLaDOS definitely sticks out.
Yes.
Another one, of course, Psycho Mantis, you know, from Metal Gear Solid. You know, you cannot, you know, have a list like this without mentioning him, you know, both from like a gameplay perspective, you know, because they did some really, really funky stuff. You know, with that, but it was just a really memorable experience. I love that boss fight.
Cool.
Those are the big ones, I guess.
Those are the biggins.
Yeah. If you guys throw anything else that I might be able to content.
Okay. Well, the question was, you know, ones you like and then ones you hate. Were there some bad guys that, Jason, you just, like, can't stand?
How about Gil?
Yeah, Gil. For real.
Fucking douche.
The dude from Uncharted 2, that guy, that boss fight and that villain fucking just... You know,
Uncharted 2, the second one? Okay, yeah, I agree.
The second one, yeah. Two usually it means a second, usually.
Typically, yeah.
Uh-huh. And not as good of a payoff in his demise as the first
game. Yeah,
not
at all.
The first game, you know, even though the last battle was kind of like a quick time event toward the end,
pretty much.
His demise was fantastic. Like, he sunk... With the treasure. I mean, that's great. That's a good death for a villain.
Yeah, I'm with you. In comparison, the second one, you know, the character, kind of bland, a little boring.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fight in and of itself was just a wash.
I thought he proved himself as a big dick and being like, I am just kind of like,
well,
by my own rules, whatever.
He looked cool.
Yeah, it was kind of similar to the whole Saren thing. Like, he wasn't in the game enough to make me, like, I hated him at first and then he disappeared. It's kind of like Saren. Like, I thought Saren was badass. And then he disappears for, like, more than half the game. And then he come back and be like, I'm supposed to hate this guy again. Oh, shit, who's... Oh, that's right, he's the main dude. The main bad... Okay, that's right, that's who he is. Same kind of issue I had with that.
So I suppose where I'm coming from is, you know, my favorite villain, I think, of all time, and this is outside of video games, is Cobra fucking Commander.
Cool.
Yeah, so you've got, like, this, you know, this wormy,
that's
like,
funny.
Weaselly guy, you know, that is, like, trying so hard to, like, you know, command people and whatnot, but he's just whiny, you know? And he is my favorite villain of all time. So if anybody in, like, a video game or whatever, you know, kind of patterns themselves after Cobra Commander, I'm immediately intrigued and kind of love them. But anyway, that's where I'm coming from. There's a shit ton of villains that are just fucking awful. So, you know. So,
Jeff, are you ready?
Let's just talk about the fun ones.
No, dude, I said you're going next, man.
I'm going next. All right. Well, you know, Jason.
Just looking shit up.
Jason mentioned him loosely.
I'm like top villains of all time.
I'll start off with Kefka. Kefka's actually my top favorite. I love Kefka. I mean, Final Fantasy VI is my number one all-time Final Fantasy between the 2D and the 3D. It's my number one of all time because of Kefka. I didn't find him as annoying, per se. Like, I found the things that could be annoying very entertaining for me. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't find him annoying.
He single-handedly poisoned a river and murdered an entire kingdom.
No shit.
And brushed it off with a laugh. That is evil.
That was a stick.
I love it. And I really, really ate it up. And it was something that we touched on in the very beginning of the show, especially, you know, talking about Saren, how they mentioned him all the time. And it seems like they were trying to make Saren this enigmatic character that you only saw a little bit. But they did that with the second half of Final Fantasy VI. Like, the world ends. And the second half of the game, you're playing the game in the World of Ruin. You see Kefka all throughout Part 1. Part 2, you do not see him at all until the end, but you knew he was watching at all times because you knew he was in his tower, and periodically the tower would attack the world and, you know, wreak havoc, and you knew it came from Kefka. And he was feared. There were monuments built in his honor, so he was always there. And to me, that was done well. Me personally, better than any game that I've ever experienced. To do that with the villain. So I really, really enjoyed Kefka. He's definitely a numero uno for me. I really like, from Metal Gear Solid 3, the boss.
Yeah, she was great.
She was a fantastic character. And it was funny that we were saying how, you know, RPGs have the ability to take time to develop a villain. I mean, to have like a stealth action game. I mean, granted, like it's 60% cutscene in your Metal Gears, but the boss was just great from start to finish. And even in Peace Walker, they do a lot of cool stuff with the boss in Peace Walker, a lot of flashbacks and a lot of alluding to her and her character and what she was fighting for and what she eventually would, you know, die for and everything. It was really, really good. I mentioned this next one all the time from the Lunar series, Galleon. I really, really like Galleon. You know, they try to trick you. I mean, to me, it's kind of obvious that, you know, he is who he is. But even in Lunar 2, Eternal Blue, like, Galleon, to me personally, is even better. Because, you know, it's like, okay, is he bad? Is he good? Is he really a Dragon Master? Is he really not? I mean, like, you don't really know what's going on. But it's, I love Galleon. He had a fitting end toward the end of Lunar 2. I really, really liked it. So gaming-wise, yeah, those were ones. I honestly can't really pinpoint a villain that I just can't stand. Honestly, it'll end up going down to boss battles itself and not the character of the villain, kind of like what Jason was talking about. It's really hard to think of a villain that just with their... I'll be honest with you, video games do villains pretty well for the most part. So it really is hard to find... really, really bad ones.
I don't really like Bowser, to tell you the truth.
Well, I mean, there's really not much texture in any of the characters there.
It didn't even have storyline till like yesterday. So.
Yeah. And I guess to kind of shoot off of what Jason did with, you know, things that were kind of not very video game-ish, but I loved Chiron from the Robotech. The first season of Robotech.
Yeah.
The Zentradi commander. He Chiron, it was amazing. He's sadistic. He's known within his ranks for being just doing what he can to just completely obliterate and murder the enemy. And it just, Chiron's really, really good. And especially what he does at the end of the series is like mind blowing to me. So. Check it out. Instant streaming, the entire Macross saga. Check it. It's the truth.
Netflix. Yeah.
Jeff, real quick, how did you forget that news this week, Jeff?
The which one?
Fucking Canada.
Dude, that's
Netflix.
Yeah. I remember that actually just like after we did the news thing. I was
how
like,
do you
fuck,
forget
I totally
that?
Forgot the. Hey, that's we're getting awesome. Fucking Netflix in fall. Woo!
You guys get to watch movies and stuff.
Nice. That counts of all like 0.3% of our listeners. Woo!
Okay, but, moving on. Jeff, awesome. Go ahead. Your turn.
One of my favorite villains and worst at the same time was Uncle Polly from The Darkness. Because I fucking hated that motherfucker the entire game.
Ooh.
Like, he was a legitimate villain. Like, spoiler alert, caps your girlfriend in front of your face. In the face.
That was rough.
That wasn't enough and then you're time like, after the spoiler.
No one thinks so?
I'm just saying.
Nah,
I think statute
the game's
limitations
like 4 years
up
old.
For, yeah. It's, okay. If you haven't played
yeah,
the Darkness
I think
yet,
the statute's
you're not going
like, what,
to.
3 years or something like that? Whatever. If you don't believe in statutes, well, whatever. Cover your ears.
Then you're apparently from Canada.
They don't believe
but,
in
yeah. Well, that's not even a fucking spoiler. That's like in the beginning of the game. It's basically the storyline of the Darkness if you ever read the comic or anything. But
is it in the instruction book?
No. It's on the back of the box.
Who reads
it might be on the back
really?
Of the box, though.
Okay.
I don't think it is. But anywho, and then spoiler again. Wait 10 seconds. The lead up to actually fighting him is awesome.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You fucking hate the guy. You want to rip his fucking testicles out and feed him through his mouth, have him shit it out, and then feed him to his kids. What actually happens is you see him on a fucking ledge, you're pointing your gun, you walk up to shoot him, and cutscene, and that's it. You
yeah,
don't even
pretty,
get...
It's pretty yeah, bad.
Pretty god-awful. I couldn't really think of, again, like Travis, I can't think of too many villains that I love, and the most of the ones I hate is because of the way that you fight them, but I'm going to go around with the Jason went. One of my all-time loved and hated villains of all time is Megatron from Transformers. Because
yeah.
Not too many villains kill off their arch rival and fucking, you know, succeed and stuff. And then
that is true.
Shit goes down, and it's a couple seasons later until the hero gets revenge. And that's, you hate him every episode. In the movie, we've all seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck his shit up.
Not everybody.
At the time, you're like, oh, sorry, Travis. Sorry. You're like, you know, you might have been watching like My Little Pony or something, you know, Starlight. What was that show called? Rainbow Bright?
Rainbow
yeah,
Bright.
You have no... You
Travis
have no,
is more of a strawberry shortcake kind of guy.
Is he really? A strawberry shortcake kind of guy?
Yeah.
You have absolutely no evidence to back that up, back that claim up, so just continue.
All right, cool. Megatron, one of the best ever and
I agree.
Worst ever villains of all time.
I love Megatron.
He's got that Cobra Commander quality, I'm telling you.
That's
what it is.
His sidekick. That's exactly. Serpentor was pretty cool, too.
Fuck Serpentor.
Dude, he's the only one who ever killed a G.I. Joe.
Oh, fuck him. No, he was a fucking... No, fuck him. Don't like Serpentor.
Just saying.
Well, we'll be back with the Mattel cast right after Jeff finishes off his villains.
Now I'm done.
Duke lived.
I think besides everything's already been mentioned and stuff like that, that's pretty much what I'm going with. Actually, you know what? M. Bison. Fuck that guy. I know Jason wanted to stray away from Street Fighter, but that guy was the bane of my existence for so many years. Street Fighter 2, Champion Edition, Turbo. Fuck that guy.
And fuck Seth.
Nah, fuck Seth, any
Seth,
fighting
Seth is
game
fucking
and
easy
boss.
Compared to Bison. Like, it's, yeah, it's true, actually.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for the feature. Maybe we can pull Pistol Pete out for a second to see if he can get us some new releases.
Let's see what we got here.
We got him in our pocket.
A few interesting releases next week. The first up, we have Arkwright's Fantasia for the Wii. Now, this is a very anime-inspired JRPG there. It's been done by Image Epoch, and it's been brought over by Ignition. So it might worth checking that one out there if you like your JRPGs and you have a Wii. But anyway... second, we got BlazBlue Continuum Shift, so it's a follow-up to BlazBlue. I think it adds a few new characters and stuff. I guess if you enjoyed BlazBlue, you know, it's probably worth looking into there. The Winter of Arcade is continuing on this time with Hybrid Thunder Hurricane.
Winter, nice, like how we did that.
Boat racing title.
That's awesome.
It's downloadable. You will need to provide your own fan to get the full experience for that one there. And finally, you can do part one of Blizzard's three-step plan to completely overcharge you for a graphical update to StarCraft. That's if you've got a PC and Mac for that one. And yeah, that'll do it for this week.
Thank you, Pete.
Pete
confirmed pretty much for Indus Fest, by the way.
Nice.
That is awesome. I haven't seen Pete in like a year and a half.
All right, thanks again, Repeat. Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
We got some big ones.
It's tough.
I mean,
it's
StarCraft 2, that's a huge
release.
for PC players.
That's like
players.
Black Hawk Down huge. That's like
that's pretty
motherfucking Ridley Scott and
that's a pretty big one.
Still, my pick is Blaze Blue for real. Continuum Shift. I'm getting a little hype about that.
Dude, so am I. I wasn't until I heard. I can't remember what podcast was talking about it, and they said that not only did they add in the like a challenge mode like Street Fighter 4, mm-hmm. like where you do like trials,
yeah,
they added
that's
an actual
good.
Tutorial mode where it's like this character is a rushdown character, and they actually teach you mix-ups.
Bring it on.
Like, that is awesome. That is really cool.
Yeah. That was one of my picks for like game of the year last year, just because they knocked mm-hmm. it out, you know, as far as their presentation
oh
was concerned.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. The entire package. So
the
I'm
perfect
expecting
fighting
big
game
things.
Package for sure. Dude, we played that shit. None of us have really played too much Guilty Gear, and we all played Blaze Blue and weren't terrible at it because
yeah.
they had tutorial videos.
Yeah.
I was like, that is awesome. So that's what anyway. You're going with?
Yeah, that was my pick. Me too. Blaze Blue.
I'm really going with either Blaze Blue or Castlevania, one or the other.
Oh, Castlevania is...
Castlevania is next week. Castlevania Symphony of Despair or whatever.
Yeah, I'll have to go with Castlevania.
I'll probably end up
just because
both,
of
to be
the,
honest.
Just because of the multiplayer. So.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool deal. So that's all our right. pick of the week. Now, usually we jump straight into regular voicemails and emails, but like I alluded to at the beginning of the show when I introduced Jeff, his nickname was the Canadian?
Yes.
And I also mentioned we may or may not have a super secret special segment, and we in fact do. And it actually
was always
comes...
Harmony of Despair before Repeat corrects me, not Symphony of Despair. Just wanted to point that out.
He's this... like, fuck, now I gotta delete the email. Shit.
All right, now the new super secret special segment is actually just directed towards Jeff, and it comes from my buddy William Milby from the Noob Gateers. He has a little bit of an intro for it. He says, in my professional opinion, Jeff is no longer Canadian, according to some
Whoa,
of the horrible
shit.
Things
oh,
left
shit.
Out of Travis's, quote, Canadian experience, unquote.
Oh,
so
fuck.
I have developed this foolproof quiz to
okay.
see whether
Bring
or not
it.
He's a
Bring
real
it.
Canuck. So, guys, we are about to play.
Oh, wow. This is not fair, by
Is
the way.
Jeff actually Canadian?
Canadian!
That was a loose noise.
Wow.
Question number one.
All right.
The four corners of Canada are said to be held up by four animals.
Oh, this
what
is easy.
Are they?
What? The four corners
the four
of Canada?
The four corners of Canada are said
this
to be
sucks,
held up.
This sucks because he's actually from Canada originally. What, Canadian
Canada.
Name.
Canada.
I can't even pronounce the fucking country. Oh, shit.
Jeff actually lives
corners.
In Iowa. Really?
I'm going to say the beaver.
Okay. One.
I'm going to say the... I almost have to go with moose.
Okay. Two.
Ding, ding, ding.
So we got two more. The four corners. I think of the beaver, the moose, the goose.
I'll give you one more shot, one more incorrect one, and it's gonna be an X.
Okay, so one more incorrect. So we got the beaver, the moose.
Think typical. Come on.
Think real typical.
Besides beaver and moose.
Think money.
The loon.
All right, and there's one.
There's one more. So I'm trying to think of East End because that covers the West.
This will be the North. The Northern Corner.
The Northern Corner.
It's all North. What are you talking about?
Polar bear? Or it's either like...
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
He's got all four.
Hey.
Question number one. Done. Moose, polar bear, beaver, and a loon. He would have accepted Don Cherry as an optional fifth. But not the oft-quoted Chocodile.
No, of course not.
Okay. So, good. You're on a good path. One for one. I like this so far, Jeff. Number All two. Right. Question two. Tim Hortons was founded by a hockey player from the Leafs. How many Stanley Cups did they win while he was on the team?
Oh, my God. While he was on the team, I would say three.
Mm. No, four. Wrong.
Fuck!
But
it was
there
close.
Is... There is a second question.
You can redeem
question.
Yourself here.
There, okay, there okay. is a redemption question. Tim Horton, at Tim Hortons, mm-hmm. what is a double-double?
It's a coffee.
Okay, what kind?
It's a double cream, double sugar.
Oh, and he's right, Redemption. Damn. I'll give it to him. Yeah. I'll give it. Question two, 2 for 2. Question three, please recite the McKenzie Brothers official song.
And we've played this on the show before.
Well, McKenzie Brothers, or do you guys do the Canadian calling call from
the call
Strange
call.
Brew?
What
That's
is it?
The coo 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 coo.
Correct.
Nice.
That is right.
All right.
Very, very good, Jeff. So far, you're showing to be very promising. Question number 4 out of 5.
That was the first thing I ever said to Jason, by the way.
Hey, how you doing?
It,
I'm Jason.
Live anyway.
Hi, I'm Jeff. Anyway, question number 4. Which of the following is the correct term for a certain type of headwear?
Toque.
I didn't even need to give him the options. Toque is right.
Damn right, yo.
It says toque, pronounced like puke.
Pronounced.
Yeah, pretty much. Toque.
It's pronounced like puke, but with a T. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Question 5, the final question to prove Jeff's Canadian-ness. What is...
Celine Dion, the most hated singer in the... What?
Correct! What is the official Canadian motto?
There's no multiple choice here?
No.
The official Canadian motto.
Something official and patriotic.
I would say... fuck.
Correct!
No. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's tough, dude, because that goes with which friggin' coast you're on. So I would just say A. Anything ending in A would be East Coast.
From where to where?
That's
what?
From like...
What? Hmm? Jeff? Was that Jason?
I was giving him a little hint. From where to where?
I don't understand.
This is awkward.
I don't know.
It's pretty much decided.
So are you ready to move to America now? I mean
I just
want to
know what
ready,
the Canadian motto is.
It's from sea to sea.
Wow.
But then he continues on, but nobody cares because it's Canada.
I've never actually heard that before, ever, from sea to sea.
Really?
Never.
So anyway, he says if he misses more than one, his Canadian citizenship is officially rebuked. But you got 4 out of 5. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you. Woot!
Very good.
The only people that would say sea to sea are probably the Newfoundlanders because they don't understand that they're from ocean to ocean because they're dumb.
Dumb Newfies.
Yeah, just saying.
Anyway, thanks. Thanks again, Billy. We appreciate it. So, guys, check out Noobketeers. Good people. All right. Now, official, go on to emails, Mr. Chorney.
To emails. We got some emails here. First of all, we got Sup in this crew. This is Shadow Hato again. I have to begin by saying thanks for the praise on the email I submitted last week. I was glad to hear you guys enjoyed the questions. Sorry this email is lengthy. People who, as you said, magically appear from thin air tend to ramble on sometimes. Ball check. Awesome. Shit, sorry, dude. It's probably my fault because I am not in the state to be reading right now. First off, Foxanadu was an amazing game on NES. Mm-hmm. I remember grinding to get the magic sealed really early in the game because it got really tough really quickly. Anywho, I have some questions for you this week, followed by my question of the week response. Oh, did you cut that out and put in the actual report? No, you don't.
No, I did.
Number
Just
one.
With it.
Without save states, I've only made it to the final boss, but have any of you ever beaten Blaster Master legit?
Truth, nope. Right here.
Really?
Absolutely.
Jason?
Yeah,
nice.
I've spent like weeks on that game, for real.
You know what? I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck did Super the fucking Jason mode come from then?
As I got older and had less time for video games and just like, I don't know.
Hey, Jeff, don't you know
answer.
This guy beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
One guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was very nice.
That was very nice.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
True.
One guy, yeah.
One guy.
And I was good.
And I was good. Oh, I was good. Number 2.
I was really excited for Deathspank, but after playing the demo, I'm not so sure anymore. Have any of you played it, and what are your thoughts?
We fucking love it.
Well, we, two of us, played the original, or the retail, or the downloadable, whatever you want to call it.
The demo?
And Travis played the demo. Jason and I really love it. I think it's a really, really good game.
Yeah, I do too. I would say, man, if the demo didn't like have you rushing to give them money, then skip it. But, you know, if you got your fill out of the demo, just stick with that.
Yeah, true. But it took me 3 demos to play through to finally be like, if you want to be a hero or if you want to just buy one game this year, you're not playing enough games. I was like,
they attacked your pride and that did it for you. Okay,
nice.
That was good shit. Number 3, since they have the God of War collection, should I play them in order or is three so great I should play it first? I don't think 3 is the greatest out of the 3.
I'd play them in order.
I'd play them in order too, I think.
Yeah, especially with them being up-res on the collection. Yeah, play them in order.
Yeah, for sure.
I never beat 1, and I got the collection, and I started playing 1, and I got like real frustrated with it, and I just skipped the 2. And I know that I didn't miss anything.
When did you get frustrated with it? I need to ask, because there's only like 2 parts. I can.
Are you guys going to start fighting again?
No, it's not fighting. I seriously actually want to know, because there's only really 2 parts that I find frustrating. Did you get to Hades?
In the first one?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
I hated that part,
to be honest. No, I think I got, during the Poseidon stuff.
No, I can't remember that stuff. I can't remember. Is Poseidon even in the first one?
I don't know. There was some underwater stuff going on, and, maybe I'm thinking
it's probably when you're
Poseidon's temple or something.
Like, underwater tunnels. I got real frustrated with that shit.
Yeah,
and there's lots of instances in which, you know, I was like walking up to a switch and I knew that I had to hit it, but it would never, you know, give me the option to. So I would get stuck in a room and there were some real frustrating moments. And, you know, I didn't like the puzzles or anything. There was huge break from the gameplay, blah, blah, blah. But,
fair enough.
I had a little more fun with 2, so
you're wrong.
But you're not going to miss anything storyline wise, you know.
No, you're not at all. So, but I honestly do think overall experience, I think 2 is probably the best one. Overall,
anyway. I think you might.
Oh, probably. I agree.
2 is really, really good. 4, I already said last week that PayPal Nexon credits cannot be used for Avatar items, but on the other side, it says you can only use them. What? It says you can use them only once you've hit level 30. Lame.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
I also want to use PayPal. Have you been successful with this yet? So, I think he's talking Dungeon Fighter.
Yeah. He's talking about DFO. I kind of answered the question, I think, an episode or 2 ago. There's still some pretty cool items if you want to use PayPal. There's still some pretty cool non-avatar items that you can purchase. Like, you can purchase more life tokens. Those may or may not be necessary, but you can also purchase the items to let you open up a shop. Some really useful items, if you find a weapon or a piece of armor that is maybe 5 levels too high, you can actually buy an item that once you activate it, you can wear. You know, items that are about 5 or so levels ahead of you. So there are some useful items. So if you want to stick with, you know, buying online only and you don't really care about avatar items, then go for it. But if you do care about avatar items, you can get those at Blockbuster, GameStop. You can get them in any of those places. So, yeah.
Cool. So it's a level 30 thing is not true?
No, it's true. It's just bullshit.
Oh, that you have to get to that level.
It's crap.
You
yeah,
can do it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Apparently they're worried just about, you know, credit card theft, but you put in the time to play the game and you can steal all the credit cards you want. I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Cool. He goes on this is a question the week response was actually for our last week's show. But he says the casual game I got the most addicted to is probably got to be Luminous or Tetris Attack, which I think we mentioned that both last week.
Yeah, we mentioned Luminous for Luminous, sure. And in an email, we had Tetris come up.
Yeah, Tetris come up. So awesome. Good choices. And keep up the good work. P-E-A-C-E. Peace. Sent from my droid with working antenna. I'm not sure if that's a jab at iPhone,
yeah, definitely is.
Yeah, I think it is. Pretty fine. Cool. Email number 2. Hey,
Guys, I want to point up something up before I ask questions. Where the hell are the who gives a shit?
Where have you been all episode?
It was one of the trademarks of the show that new listeners may not have heard from you guys. Forget the douches that requested it to be removed. Bring that part back.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
On to my question. You know what? Fuck that shit. I'm thinking fuck that shit. You know what? You're right. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. We're bringing it back, and we're bringing it back hardcore about an hour and a half ago. You'll hear it. So hardcore, it'll fucking smack your mama before you even hear that shit. That doesn't even make sense. On to my questions. Number one, you make your own game. What genre would it be, and what would be the title?
Oh, the Scott Pilgrim game, easily.
Really?
Like I love sprite based, you know, 2D brawlers like that. I would love to make a game like that. And yeah, Chris and I have talked about it, you know, in great detail about, you know, titles that we would want to do. So I don't know about the actual name for it. Yeah, we haven't really gotten that far, but yeah, sprite based 2D brawler. Fuck yeah,
Travis.
I have no clue.
Title-wise, I can't even think of it.
If I could come up with something like that, I'd be a game developer. But I just play games.
Oh, my God. What genre would it be? Oh, I'd probably think
And the sirens.
You can hear that shit.
Yeah.
And question number two, why are the sirens always going out in fucking Toronto? It's fucking like the fucking criminal record is fucking up 300% from last time we heard you. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Criminals.
I'd probably go with like a fighting game or something along the lines of like a God of War-ish button masher, do crazy shit stuff.
Ooh, I like that genre.
As for title,
Jeff of War.
No idea. Jeff of War. Moose-tropolis.
Moose-tropolis.
Question number two. 80s cartoon, Thundercats, Masked G.I. Joe, etc.
Ooh.
That you would like to have a game in this generation.
Dude, I want a good G.I. Joe game, for real.
Dude, fucking for real. Dude, why not? Okay, you know what? First-person shooter is kind of like out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the G.I. Joe, if they change the gameplay up in first person, with depending on the character you had, might work.
Yeah, they had a platformer back in the day on the NES, I believe.
Yeah,
where you could play as different characters and they all had different abilities and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely, you know, a step in the right direction. I would love to see something like that done.
Man,
today.
If there was only a military class-based shooter anywhere on the market...
That's
and
ingenious.
You could just plaster the G.I. Joe name on it, maybe throw in...
Modern Warfare.
But yeah, just play fucking Modern Warfare. It's going to end up
G.I. Joe's all about fucking selective personalities, yeah. And different like character
they
traits.
They weren't all just like soldiers. You know,
no,
they all had different abilities and stuff and specialties, so... It couldn't just be a cookie cutter, you know, FPS.
No, it would have to be like either a crazy, like almost Mirror's Edge type shit, or like a crazy third person where everyone just had, you know what? I wouldn't even care if they did a level based. Like this level, you're so and so. This level, you're so and so. As long as it changed up the gameplay every level.
Open world G.I. Joe. No, that wouldn't work.
No,
never mind.
Just give me Sergeant Slaughter and I'll be happy.
Mask I think could be pretty cool too.
Mask would be pretty cool.
Mask
would definitely
Crusaders.
Be pretty cool. I'm trying to think of like other old school, like Silverhawks. Probably not. I can't see that working.
I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back, man. Robotech. I want a current gen Robotech game. I know the last one came. The last two came on the regular Xbox and PS2, but you know they were meh. But I think they could be really interesting on current gen. Give me my Robotech or Macross. I'll take Macross too.
Take Macross.
Nice. I'll take your Macross.
And raise you a Brave Star.
Ho!
Ooh.
Nah, not really. I hate Brave Star. He's a douche.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
That's so G.I. Joe's for
the
much,
Killer Tomatoes. I think there was an Attack of the Killer Tomatoes game.
Yeah,
I think
there might have been. Like Genesis Super Nintendo?
Something like that.
NES.
I can't remember.
NES.
Toxic Avenger.
Cool. Either way, that was from Be Wrong. And he says, Be Wrong out.
Out. See you,
out.
Buddy.
Out. Out. That's the emails, guys. We have any more? We have anything else to listen to? read.
We might have something to listen to. I do have some random questions from One Aces High. Do you guys want to tune into
random.
That?
Random.
You guys ready?
I'm totally fucking ready for the show.
Here we go.
It's time for another edition of...
Oh, shit. There's a snake coming out that bitch's phone. Oh.
Random questions from Aces High. Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's up? You kind of made a comment about how the questions were getting a little too deep. So I toned it back just for you guys. The first question is, do you have any pre-show traditions that you you do ever before every show?
Maybe.
Is change, you know, like coins, is it really as useless as everyone says? And spaghetti versus lasagna, which do you think is better and why? And on a side note, I love this question. Is did any one of you get pre-recording jitters, and if so, how did you get over that?
Good questions, sir.
First question, pre-show traditions.
We all like to look at porn. The show, as far as I'm concerned, the show does not start unless Jeff's actually sent some links to, some porn.
Some kind of porn or some kind of topless action.
Right.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, I won't even record. I won't even bring up
that's actually a true story. Didn't happen until tonight where Travis was like, all right, guys, you guys ready to record? And Jason's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't get any links from Jeff.
He wants some smut. Where's my smut?
And then half an hour later, he started recording.
Oh, I love freckles.
Oh, freckles.
Have a few. I know I definitely turn on both my consoles for some whatever reason.
Really?
Just to see what was playing, whatever.
Yeah.
And I always get myself some kind of a drink and go for a cigarette, no matter...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it is. Like, we could be like, let's record now. I'll be like, all right, 1 second.
Yeah.
And I'll still go out for a smoke. Doesn't matter if I just went for one. It's something I got to do. Travis?
I mean, aside from trying to rustle up these guys from, you know, taking too long.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm playing. I kid. I don't know. Aside from, like, I don't know, my pre-show jerk, I really don't know what else I really do.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about Jason and Jeff. I'm talking to Jason and Jeff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fat freckles.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that. You know, you just got to, you know, you're all tense and everything before the show. You got to loosen up.
Release.
Get that energy up. Get it out. And you're ready to go.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So
nothing carnal about it. No, I joke.
Pre-show jitters.
Honestly, lately it's been making that's a later. Now today is the exception because I've just been drinking the Gatorade. But usually it's brewing a cup of coffee. I don't know what it is. The last few weeks I've been tipping back some sweet caffeine.
Well, yeah, because you grew that vagina over the past couple weeks, so.
I guess, right? That pretty much means I'm a female, because
No, it doesn't mean you're a female. You have a vagina.
Pretty much. Because coffee, I mean, invented
by
women.
Both.
It's science. I mean, it's just in their blood. It makes absolutely no sense. But, yeah, I don't know. Coffee.
Jason?
Coffee.
I have lots of caffeine in the Coke that I mix with my rum. So I'm good there.
So, Jason, one word to you.
Yeah.
Vagina?
Travis has one.
Yeah.
I've seen it and smelled it. Next question.
Pre-show jitters.
No. It was a change. Something about change.
Oh, is it?
I love change. I love a pocket full of quarters. I mean, fucking
it. It makes you feel like you have a lot of money. Well, there maybe not. Here it does, because here you can literally have a lot of money in your pocket full of change.
Them loonies and toonies.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. You have $2 coins, $1 coins. Like, there's been times when I've been like, oh, man, I don't even know if I have enough money for a slice of pizza. And I pull out, like, a handful of change. I'm like, holy shit.
I got $89 in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly. So totally fucking worth it. I'm like, I love that shit. That's really tricky into spending more money than you should be.
Tricky, you Canadians.
Yep.
Ugh. Shysters, I tell you.
What was the third question? Spaghetti versus lasagna.
Yeah, I'm a lasagna man.
Really? Okay.
Give me that lasagna.
I'm spaghetti all the fucking way.
With meatballs, with meat sauce, any particular like...
I gotta say I make a pretty good spaghetti sauce. I gotta say.
Meat sauce, regular tomato sauce?
Tomato based. There's meat in there as well.
I like meat sauce. Yeah.
Cool. But a mixture of both. I've got some really good seasoning that I put in there. But I like lasagna as well. But it depends on how it's made. If there's like a lot of like ricotta cheese, or as Chris would say, ricotta.
Ricotta.
If there's a lot of that, I don't really care for that so much. So
yeah,
it depends on how it's made. But spaghetti, man. I mean, hell yeah.
Love, I think spaghetti is a staple, but if I were to pick one or the other with like the best homemadeness, I'd probably have to go with lasagna, I think.
Yeah,
really? I fucking love lasagna. Oh, God, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But then again, if it's meatballs, depending on who is making those meatballs, that could sell the entire meal. So
true.
It's tough. True. But 8 times out of 10, I'll pick lasagna.
Okay. All right, so the bonus question was pre-show jitters. Mm-hmm. Anyone get them? Because I do every fucking time.
I never get
over them.
Really?
Unless I'm drinking. And I'm good.
I did the first while, because I really didn't know Jason or Chris. Besides, I didn't even know Jason at all, actually. Yeah, I knew Chris from being on a forum. Like, I didn't really
know. Let's record. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, like, all right, nice cool. We're going to talk to, hey, but how you doing? Yeah, games and stuff. Assassin's Creed 1, how you doing? Yeah, cool. Uncharted demo coming out soon. Yay. But that I got like a shit tone. Anything live, oh my God. Like, it's unbelievable. Even if it's like when we did a first live show, when I was like just on a camera.
Yeah.
And like you guys were like putting it on your shit, being in the same place. I was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, I'm already getting kind of like jittery about Endless Fest.
Nah, you'll be fine. Ask Jason how nervous I was. And I was like, I gotta start drinking so early because I didn't know.
He almost threw up right before the show.
I don't do public speaking, dude. Yeah. Seriously,
we winged it rather well.
I was hurting.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. So anyway,
don't do
cool
too well.
Deal. Any more anything to add in general, guys? Aside from the random questions? It, dude.
No, I think I'm good.
Just question of the week and wrap it up.
Question of the week, and we'll wrap this bitch up next week, guys. We are finishing off the July contests.
Yeah, I'm excited, dude.
The July contest again is it happens to be the Sci-Fi Channel's Making Games, and we need you guys to give us the Sci-Fi original games in the vein of these Sci-Fi original movies. And so far, man, we've got some really, really, really good ones. I'm pretty proud of this, actually Chris's idea. Well, it was kind of both of our ideas. But anyway, I'm really proud of this idea. It's really, really fun. And, we're going to get some good comedy out of it. So, they are, many, many ways that you can get this or other information to us. And you could, send, an email to, email at interactivedistractions.com. Or you could, be like Fluffy Nuts and send us a voicemail, and that's at 706-760-4337.
Ooh, that's really close to being elite.
But it's not.
Oh, sorry.
Skype is also open for those who don't want to pay long distance charges, and that is Interactive Distractions, all one word.
I don't check the Skype voicemail line, sorry.
Oh. All kind of lowercase, but it doesn't fucking matter anyway.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, or you can visit us by Google Talk, and we could read your transcriptions live on the podcast, and you can get to us at interactivedistractions@gmail.com.
All lowercase.
You can also reach us at Twitter. The podcast Twitter is at Indus Podcast, and you can reach us all individually, and that's at Indus Travis, Indus Jason, Indus Chris, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff to the double F.
Ooh, that's a new one.
And guys, also, if you love the show in the past,
I do.
And if you love the show, I don't know why you would, but if you did love it, please give us a little quick review over at iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace. We would definitely appreciate that. Or, guys, tell a friend. Preach the word of Indus. See if we can get more people at Indus Fest, because we are ready to start planning. We are ready to start taking your itinerary. I'm set, dude. I'm so psyched about it, even though a little bit nervous, but 80%
don't worry about it,
excited.
Dude. We
I'm
all
really,
were.
Really
Everyone's good peoples. When good peoples get together, good times happen. Good times happen. Yeah. You miss the breakfast the next morning.
So, guys, we are looking forward to seeing each and every one of you at the Deuce. So, please make your plans, save your monies. We need you there. We absolutely do. Am I missing anything else housekeeping wise? Did I pretty much get everything?
This is
I think you did a pretty good job.
I did too. Very, very nice. That's it for the show, guys. Anything else to add?
Jeff has been trying to say something for a while.
No, I was just trying to tell you to shut up, make him feel awkward. That's why I thought that was perfect when he was like, "Any guys have anything to add?" And everyone's quiet. I'm like, "That's okay." This is awesome.
Are you sure you got everything, Travis?
I think I did. I did forget one thing, and that's Jason. Thank you again for filling in and helping us out with Christopher in such short notice. And again,
Absolutely.
Chris, we hope everything gets well with Liam and Crystal. Y'all keep the faith. Everything's going to be just fine. It's all routine.
Definitely.
And I believe that is all.
You're forgetting
for us.
One more thing, dude.
What am I forgetting?
You know,
it's my birthday tomorrow.
It is?
Yep.
Really?
You're such an asshole.
Tomorrow, as in like midnight. Like,
yeah, I'm just
right
kidding.
Now?
It's not really my boyfriend. It's not really my. I was gonna say boyfriend.
I'm waiting for you to congratulate me on my marriage.
Okay, and
it's not really my birthday. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, well, happy birthday anyway.
Thanks, man.
All right, so that is it for the show, guys. So, till next time, my name is Travis.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, enjoy Jeff's boyfriend, and have a good night.